Hate the lights. It's boner time.
I like Maz.
Yeah.
Next time you guys got Maz on, do you think you could get him to open up about being the manager of that gay bar he was running?
No.
Hey, Maz, just relax, man. Everybody gets their balls busted. That was your day. It's all right. Do the podcast. Shut up.
No.
Just wanted to call and say I've been listening forever, and Maz is right. It sounds like Reggie Miller.
Shit, yeah.
I just wanted to say I look forward to the Maz Day every week.
Yeah.
I love Maz Day. Maz Day is my favorite show of the week. I look forward to it all week. I enjoy listening to it. He's a nice change of pace, so he gets my vote.
Yeah.
I just want to check in and say that I'm on Team Maz. My wife is very much on Team Maz. Some of our favorite stuff is when you guys going over his family situations as far as the car and the phone and whatnot. So keep up the good work. Love the show, and good luck with the podcast.
Shit, yeah.
Why are we starting to show with all that ass kissing? Jeez.
Trey Don really laid it on me. Thank you, B.
Wow. You have something real to call the boner line about. Call 209-66-BONER.
Trying to pick my spirits up.
Were you down in the dumps?
I was.
Because Mark's not here?
My Lex Luthor, you mean?
What's popping? It's the Drew and Mike Show. The Wednesday show, sans Mark, as baby Annie's still battling away. I think she's going home today.
He's just milking it.
I don't know. He was off Thursday, and then I know she went to the doctor Thursday and Friday, and then she was in the hospital on Sunday.
I think Julie put him in the hospital.
He may be in the hospital soon. I don't think he slept more than 3 hours in 10 days or something.
That'll put you in the hospital.
You might have to book a room over there.
Annie will bounce back strong.
He was burnt bad. Yeah, Annie will bounce back stronger than Mark. I think Annie's on the way. I hope she's going north. God, that poor kid was miserable. She was supposed to be turning the corner on the flu, and then all of a sudden, bam, she took a turn for the worse, had a high temperature. And I believe she was diagnosed with pneumonia.
Ugh.
And that's when she went to the hospital. Anyway.
Randy, you didn't have any play dates set with her and Maddie, did you?
I did not.
Okay.
They will meet one of these days.
All right.
So, anyway, here we are in the DealsInTheD.com studios, and we are live on Facebook. Mags is down in the basement. Mags has been mad at Mark for quite a while now, but without Mark here, Mags actually made his way down. He was in his bed.
He was very interested to come down.
He was.
Yeah.
He was.
He was sniffing those stairs from the minute I got in.
But he's in the green room now. He was in his bed.
Layla's looking at me still like I've got a piece of steak for her.
You're in the you're in the treat chair.
I am. Trudy is a treat giver as well, I take it.
Oh, yes. Mesa brings you Facebook, Meso Tacos and Tequila. And, you know, they got basketball there for NCAA March Madness Thursday through Sunday. It's just crazy. There's
doubleheader tonight.
I know. There's games all over the place. This is one of the best weekends of the year, I think.
It is.
You just turn on a huge game at any moment. Personally, I like the last 7-8 minutes. I don't watch many complete games, but I'll watch the end of any game.
It is. The ends are the best. Plus, if you're in a lot of brackets and pools with numbers in them.
I'm in a Calcutta again. It is ridiculous. There's $380,000 in this thing, or $350,000.
How much to get in that?
Well, I only have a share. There's seven teams, and I'm just a share of one. Jeez. So I think my potential losses are $2,500, which means I'll probably put that much in my bookie too.
Wow.
Because you know when you look at the fact that first of all, you might win. You should double your paycheck. Even if you don't, though, I'm not going to lose the whole thing. I mean, last year I think I won $200.
Okay.
I put all that money on the line and won $200. But
it's better investment than the bank.
Yeah, it is. Honestly, I don't know. I haven't gotten any news of people doubling their paychecks yet, but people are on house money with my bookie. And people at Mesa, you watch your bet. Watch yourself. Watch your paycheck double at Mesa Tacos and Tequilas for March Madness. They got 150 of the world's most premium tequilas, great Mexican food, and, of course,
Nacho, man.
Wednesday is open mic night. If you want to do karaoke or you tell some jokes, whatever you do, I'm sure it's quite a slice of life there with bottles of wine and pitchers of sangria. And then Sunday brunch, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. I assume that's going on even with March Madness. And maybe you want to make a bet with MyBookie.com. It is March Madness, and a lot of people are using promo code Drew to get their 50% bonus at MyBookie.ag. 50% bonus. I mean, why not put 10 grand in there and get a $5,000 bonus? The more you put in, the bigger your bonus, the more house money you're on.
Easy.
Well, no, think well, about it.
With my luck.
Put in 10 grand, make 5 grand. Oh, it's pretty nice. I don't know how this works, to be honest. I think the assumption is you'll bet your house money.
I think I could scrape up maybe $70 or something like that to put in there.
Well, then you could get 35 in house money.
There it is.
Be doubling your paycheck without
$3
those commissions.
Something that changed.
Do you make 70 bucks with waiving all those commissions?
I barely make it. I have to pay gas, don't forget.
Is March picking up?
It's picking up a little here and there. Okay. Wait till you hear about the great guy I waited on yesterday.
What happened?
You got to finish my bookie.
Well, I'm glad you're so concerned about my bookie, Maz. We're
talking sport numbers here.
It's an important new sponsor. We've doubled our paycheck over here because they're gone for 2 weeks more. March Madness, the most exciting sporting event of the year. If you're betting, why not use my bookie and get that 50% bonus? Just use promo code Drew, not Drew and Mike, just Drew, at MyBookie.ag.
And you got Fairleigh Dickinson, Prairie View tonight, Temple, Belmont is the other
game.
Okay,
well, those games will not be over by the time. I mean, we will not have scores on those when the show's on.
When the show's up, you'll definitely be able to hit the second game, the Temple game. Brandon gets it up there pretty quick.
I don't think people are going to listen to the show and listen to the second and watch the second game. I think those two events will not happen.
All right.
First I question four, boring.
That should have been a non sequitur.
Yeah. Okay.
If that.
Sorry. I do have the bracket here.
I'm not happy. You're picking against the Hokies in the first round?
I got Mark Madness here. I got my bracket. I got to fill it out. It's not the same without Mark here, but I'll do the best I can.
But there's only going to be like $100 in the bracket. Mark's not out there to push it.
Yeah.
Well, it'll be out there.
His brother
sells. His brother.
Oh, that's true.
It'll be good. Yeah. I don't like the Hokies, Drew.
What? Against 13, they're a four.
I like St. Louis. I like the Billikens.
They got their point guard back.
I like the
Billikens. Why do you like the Billikens so much?
I've always liked them because I always liked their mascot, the ghost.
So it's not really
the ghost.
You're not really looking at the matchup.
No.
Okay.
I'm looking at the 4-13 matchup, and I kind of like the Billikens to win two games, actually.
What?
Yeah.
Why are they going to beat a 4-5?
Because the other game is Mississippi State Liberty.
Yes.
Now, I'm going with Liberty. They're upset, too.
Oh, so you're going with a 12-13 in round two.
And then I'm
going
to go
I wonder
with...
how often that happens.
Well, you know what?
Lottie frickin' da!
Hey, exactly. I'm usually in the thick of this at the end.
Well, I don't think it'll be because of those picks.
All right.
We'll see.
You going with the Hokies?
I think I might take them through two rounds. They've never won two rounds.
I do like
before.
Their coach. I like Buzz.
Buzz is great. I think you're going to lose him to Texas A&M. I'm not happy about that. But
who's that dude?
Michigan State can meet. In the final four.
In the finals, I think.
No, the final four.
Final four?
Yep.
Okay.
In the semifinal.
All right.
Speaking of which, the waffle guy, we talked to him earlier today. He's looking forward to speaking with us.
Oh, yeah, that's right. The waffle guy.
Yeah.
And he's big news because...
Go for some waffles.
I just read about him today. He's a guy that wears the waffle thing over his neck. He got so much time in that second Michigan-Michigan State game, people were actually angry about it.
The waffle guy.
Then he got a GoFundMe so he could go to the Big Ten tournament. Then today he announced, Waffle Man makes announcements now. He announced that he's giving the extra money to the Flint water crisis and to some sexual assault thing. And then he's asking for another 1,000 so he can go to Iowa to the first round.
Wow.
Why doesn't he just keep the money? I'm not trying to discourage him from charity, but it just seems like, isn't he relying? Is it right to raise money and then give it away to charity in your name?
Probably not. But at least he is turning it, he's paying it forward.
People wanted him to go to the game. They didn't say, hey, could you go to the game and give some money to charity in your own name?
I think what happened, though, is he raised the money. It was way more than he needed. So
I question that, too. It was $2,100. He was going to Chicago for 3 days. I think $2,000 is about the right amount.
I think he used the money that it actually took for the trip, and then with the leftovers, he pledged that to charity. But now that he wants to go to this new one, he's already pledged that money, so he needs to raise new money to go to Iowa.
Man, I admit that's questionable.
It is questionable.
I know. It's almost like putting your name on like Tiger tickets.
Is it our is it our job to send him everywhere that. when when he uses some of the money we gave him for the previous event to go to charity. I mean, if that was Abby, and Abby said, Dad, I need $2,000. I've really earned it. I've worked so hard. I'm going to the Big Ten tournament. And then it turns out she didn't need all the money, so she gave the rest of it to charity and then said, I want to go to the next round, so I need another $1,000.
I tell her she's done. It's all over.
What would Kathy say?
Kathy wouldn't have let her go to begin with. Waffle
Man
has
always been my go-to charity.
Waffle Man might have blown his opportunity to go to Iowa.
I don't think so, because he's also raising money for himself. You know, he's been working all week trying to pay for this.
What's he do for a living?
I think he's a student. All right. Just a kid.
We'll break this down with Waffle Man. I have a lot of questions for him.
Waffle Guy.
Waffle Guy?
I think Waffle Man is better.
Okay. Does he go by Waffle Guy?
That's kind of been the moniker the whole time.
I question that, too. And, oh, boy. Did you guys see all the fighting at spring break?
Oh, yeah.
I saw some bikini brawls that were pretty cool.
Yeah, there was a, I don't know who these girls were. I assume they were college students, but it was like, I don't know, 50 black chicks. And they are throwing haymakers like you can't believe. They're actually having to obscure stuff because their boobs are flying out of their bikinis.
That's a shame.
So there's probably
the unedited version?
No, we don't.
I couldn't find it. I did look for it.
Remember the old Girls Gone Wild videos?
Oh, yeah. I mean, isn't it a shame that that all blew up?
It is a shame. They should bring that back.
That was a look at all the money that guy made.
We should bring it back.
By the way, that guy, he really, his whole world came apart. What happened to him?
Joe?
Yeah, Joe.
Got in trouble. Didn't he get in trouble?
Yeah, he did get in trouble. But he also, I believe he was raped. Didn't someone
Joe Francis
kidnap him? And I think they were going to tape him putting something in his butt or something.
Oh, no.
Really?
You didn't hear about that?
I don't remember that one. I thought that there was some
Joe
allegations.
From Girls Gone Wild.
Maybe I just made it up. Maybe I wanted that to happen. I didn't want it to happen because I don't dislike him.
Is weird. Well, I thought, you know, because he got in trouble because he filmed some girls who were underage. You know, they weren't legally able to show their boobies for a t-shirt.
He didn't know that.
The whole thing was a little shaky.
It was Joe Francis.
It was certainly a little shaky.
He was sentenced to 270 days in jail, 36 months probation.
Can you Google Joe Francis kidnapping?
Okay.
Let's see if it pops up.
I think there's an interesting story there. And I think there's something. I don't know. Something involving his butt. I don't know what, but I think there was something involving his butt. I don't think I made that up.
Let's see. Yeah. It looks like there's something.
Arrest warrants. Got a lot of that. I didn't see anything on butt here yet.
Okay, keep looking. I'm going to take care of the Zot Ford. So while you're looking that up, Maz, I'm hopefully drumming up some business for you.
I hope so.
Because.
I got to tell you about my guy, too, so go ahead.
You can lease a 19 Ford all-wheel drive Escape or a new 19 EcoSport as low as $82 a month. Yes, as low as $82 a month. Or a new 19 Ford Edge or a new 19 Ford F-150 Super Crew 4x4 as low as $97 a month at Zot Ford. Maz's commissions are pre-waived. That's how they're keeping it as low as $97 a month. As that pot of gold left over from St. Patrick's Day, they're trying to spread it out to you if you'll take advantage of it.
They are.
The charming payments at Zot Ford before they disappear. And, of course, we are on the deals in the D.com studio.
Listen, I had a guy the other day come in. This is one story. Just a quickie.
Okay.
Guy comes in, and he sits at my neighbor salesman, Gary's desk. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm overhearing them, and they're doing their deal and whatever. So I'm going up to the desk to do my own deal. Meanwhile, this guy.
You have a customer, too?
No, I don't have a customer. I was doing nothing.
Oh, you're just keeping yourself occupied.
Keeping myself occupied.
Maybe the worst negotiator I've ever seen.
I am. So I went
up. Are you redecorating your desk area? There's an awful lot to keep track of over there.
It does look good. I'm sorry. I know a lot of people think it looks a little extra busy.
The Batman symbol is huge.
It is. That was from Joey's brother, Anthony Marasso.
Oh, okay.
Anyway.
You should have written that down.
Sorry. So I'm up there talking to Anthony, and all of a sudden this guy that's sitting at my buddy's desk starts to look at me. And he's like, Give me the up and down look.
Was it a stink eye or
no? It was like, The minute I go to sit down again, and
look at me.
He comes up to me. He's like, Maz. I'm like, yeah, hi. He introduces himself to me. How you doing? Good. Hey, I'm here for the podcast. Blah blah blah.
Just like to say,
so I'm like, oh, that's
get it on.
I was gonna say
that's odd. You're not sitting in front of me. I said, you're here for the podcast, but. Not
what did the other salesperson, did Gary say he was Maz?
No.
No?
He didn't ask for me. I'm like, why didn't you ask for me? He's like, I thought you were busy. I'm like, busy? I'm sitting here whacking off.
He knows the commission's waived anyway. Yeah. So
I'm like, hey, I'm happy you got my friend Gary. Yeah, it's all good and all.
Wait,
and
Gary's your competitor, isn't he?
Well, he's one of the competitors. Dan is the number one guy.
Dan's
Dan Kittle.
Okay.
So anyway,
well,
the
good
guy
thing he wasn't with Dan.
The guy comes up to me at the end of the
Dan.
At the end of the meeting with Gary, and he says to me, "Hey, Maz, if I was really in the market for a car, I would have come to you. I was just coming here to kick the tires. Can I have your autograph?" I'm like, "What?" He's like, "No, I'm serious."
Did he get a car?
He didn't. He was walking out.
Okay.
He's like, "Can I have your autograph?" I'm like, "You don't want my autograph. I don't give autographs. I'm nothing."
What, you like Ringo Starr, you mean? You've stopped?
No. I've never given autographs.
This is not a peace and love?
No, it's not peace and love. So I'm like, he's like, "Come on, man. I really want it. I'm going to put it with my my collection at home." I'm like, "All right, I'll sign one of my
peace
business
and
cards."
Love.
So all I do is sign Maz, and he walks out. He's very happy. Comes in an hour later with his wife. And
let me guess. His wife is Gretchen Whitmer.
No, it's not.
Oh, okay.
But he buys the car.
That was a crazy guess. He did?
He did.
From you?
No. From Gary. From Gary. So everyone at the dealership is laughing their ass off because here's a guy that comes in, doesn't ask for me, buys a car, and then asks for an autograph and picture with me.
Did he want Gary's autograph too?
No. Not at all. So if you want to come in and not want to buy a car from me and
maybe it's because
come and hang out and have a Milano, feel free. I don't care. Come in.
Maybe he wanted to save you the work since you waived the commission.
Perhaps. Maybe he felt sorry for me.
What was his name, Tommy?
I don't remember his first name.
Okay, cool.
Thankfully.
I was going to bleep it anyway.
I know.
That's a sad story.
It is. Does that suck? But everyone in the dealership, I mean everyone, is like rolling on the floor laughing. Because I was a little pissed.
Don't you think that's
and
kind
I
of
walk
a,
outside to keep to
is
cool
it possible
off?
There was some bullying going on there?
There was no bullying.
What are
you laughing at?
They like seeing
I think
me.
The laughter would indicate bullying.
They like seeing me riled, like Brandon Mark like seeing me riled.
Yeah.
Same type of thing.
Here was Tommy.
Stop laughing. It's not funny.
Exactly.
I think you were bullied, Maz.
No. I wasn't. I might have been.
Take the victim position. The victim position is always good to be in.
I did feel.
You may get some business.
I felt a little humiliated.
Yeah, that's whatever.
I have a heart and I have feelings. I feel that when you do that to me.
Thank you.
It's not nice.
Did Anthony
bring. Don't do it.
Did Anthony bring in for a talk afterwards?
He just, you know, slapped me on the back and, you know, had a good laugh over it. And they brought it up in the Monday meeting.
Wow.
Yeah, how funny it was. Everyone got a kick out of it.
I think we need to stop the show and do something about this.
Doesn't that suck?
It's pretty rough.
Yeah.
I wonder why they, why wouldn't he?
I don't get it.
Confused.
I don't get
well,
it.
Well, anyway, while we're absorbing that, it's time to dip back into the mailbag because Steve, who got LASIK last May, heard us talking about warm weather on the way last week and wrote to say 2018, best summer I can remember, spent a ton of time on my boat and never worried about swimming with contacts or losing my prescription glasses. God, I lose glasses.
That is
the
best.
It sucks.
Because to swim without glasses and be able to see, that's really cool.
I told you last year getting LASIK from Dr. Yeller was the best money I spent. It still is. Steve also reminded us he can't believe he waited so long to get it done.
Thank you, Steve.
It takes 5 minutes. It's painless. It's a major lifestyle boost. The only thing glasses and contacts can do is mask your real vision problems. Take them off. You can't see. And by the way, Dr. Yeller does have frames. So if you want to get frames or you want to just dip your toe in and see what it's all about and then get your frames and go home without LASIK or whatever, you can do that too. Multivocal implants for people 50 plus, the Rolls-Royce treatment, no more reading glasses, along with great far vision for life. Get that free evaluation. Let Yaldo and his staff explain your options.
Yaldo.
And see if he looks like De Niro, as Charlie LaDuff alleges. Then get the Drew and Mike discount, up to half off the regular price. Call 1-800-398-EYES, 1-800-398-EYES, not YYES, EYES, or go to YaldoEyeCenter.com.
Blue Monday.
Any memories of get him to do that. Wait, there's another drop. Maybe you could get him to do. What if you asked him to do De Niro and he just came out flying with that?
That would be pretty cool.
That would be. It might be deemed inappropriate depending on the company. Yeah, I mean,
you can get a doggy style. You can get a Ling on your side. Those are your only choices.
And he just nailed it.
That might be inappropriate.
I don't think Dr. Yaldo would do that. I really don't. In fact, I'm sure.
Brandon, did you figure out anything on Joey Francis's butt yet?
You know, I did see that in 2004, Joe Francis was robbed at gunpoint.
Yeah.
By a man who demanded $500,000 while videotaping him and making him say, "I'm from Boys Gone Wild and I like it up the ass." So he made him say
see,
that
there was something involving his butthole. I was right.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
I thought there was something a little more.
Thank
maybe
God
threatened.
Joe didn't have to
well,
take it.
There's also some allegations of possibly being raped by a butt plug.
Oh.
That's what I think I read. That sounds, yeah, was, I mean, that's the kind of buttocks thing I think I was thinking about.
He was drugged and anally raped. I had no idea about that.
Joe Francis.
Did he? So wait, his 500 grand meant that much to him? They didn't just, he took it, he took sure. the butt plug instead well, on maybe. Videotape?
I don't know. I got to find more information about that.
I thought he was videotaped doing something.
I wonder if the guy that actually did this to him was scorned. Maybe one of his daughters was shown on Girls Gone Wild.
Ooh, good point, Maz.
Right? One of his, it might have been his daughter, and he wanted to get even with Joey.
Would you have done that?
I think I would have.
I don't blame you.
I don't know about, the anally rape thing, but I'd be pissed at him.
And what if it mushroomed into something great, as in Revenge Gone Wild, and it was a series of videos
of
people making some guy take it up the butt after he had done something with an underage girl?
I don't want to get credit for that. Thanks. I'm good.
You don't want to start the site?
I don't.
What if it's huge?
We'll talk.
Okay.
We'll talk.
Maybe not. That's probably not a great idea. I don't know what I was thinking about. No. But I knew Joe Francis. I knew something terrible happened, just to make the original point. Maz, you got Us Magazine.
I do. It's a good old one from February.
You're reading my old Us Magazine
you know
for
I
show
do.
Prep?
You know I do. I couldn't get it. We couldn't catch up with... we did get a little TMZ in today.
Yes, Charles was seen sitting down.
He sat right down.
Oh, sat right down. I mean...
But then Kanye came on and pissed us off.
And there's Charles... Down goes Charles.
Delabate.
Down goes Charles. If you're heading home at the end of a long work day, you should feel good. But for men with a failing marriage, home can be far more stressful than work, which is why you should call Adam, the American Divorce Association for Men. There are advantages to being the spouse to file first. If divorce is in your future, get divorced on your own terms. Adam is aggressive, diligent, and uncompromising representation for men facing divorce since 1988. Call Adam at 248-284-4280. 248-284-4280.
Wait!
Exactly. We have another plane incident. Boy, it hasn't been a great week for flying. As today, a flight headed for Detroit, a Delta flight, there was a woman arrested afterwards because she wanted to open the door.
Oh, God.
While it was in flight. So
she now, should be arrested.
I'm told it was a medical issue. She may not even be arrested, but can we just, why can't I ever read no more flying for her?
Agreed.
She's on the new no-fly list for people that do crazy things when the plane is in the air. But, you know, ever since I heard about the guy that tried to do it twice, he tried to open the door on two different flights. And I thought, how can he be allowed to fly? And even after the second one, there was no announcement of no more flying for you.
And you shouldn't be allowed to open any doors.
No.
Never mind just airline doors.
Yeah, no more doors for you. Yep. No more flying for you. No more transportation for you.
That's it.
You ever join the Mile High Club?
And then in the same story, they said that another guy just recently tried to, he's facing an $11,000 fine. They were going to charge him. He said the plane was too stuffy, and he tried to open the door.
Oh, God.
So
hasn't that always been an issue, though, for people who are claustrophobic, if they're in a big tube?
Well, then they shouldn't fly.
No.
No more flying for you. And as far as him, absolutely no more flying for you. It's too stuffy. You said it yourself. It's too stuffy. You can't fly.
Get out.
So you're on the no-fly list, dude. We clearly need a new no-fly list for people that can never fly, ever.
I wonder if that's still in effect. My dad got put on that.
Your dad was on the no-fly list?
He was on the no-fly list like in the late 90s.
It wasn't was it a no more flying for you thing? Was
yeah,
to open the door?
He was working and he brought, normally he would check all of his tools. And at the time, I think he tried to get a carry-on that had like an X-Acto knife in it. And so they kicked him off.
Ooh.
He was put on like a no-fly list. And I think that was pre-9/11 as well.
So he gets on a no-fly list, but try and open the door and you can fly all you want. Anytime.
What was she trying
probably
to accomplish in midair? What was she trying to accomplish?
She had a medical issue. I don't know. Maybe she's sweating. I don't know.
Just want to roll the window down?
I know. It's absolutely incredible to me.
You would think that they could actually, in this day and age, figure out how to get some fresh air into the airplane. Isn't there any way possible?
Isn't it leagues better now that there's no smoking on there anymore there was in the 60s?
That's been for a couple decades now. I mean, come on. It's not like you can expect perfect conditions in an airplane. You're in an airplane. You're going from point A to point B in an extremely short amount of time. If there's a little discomfort, opening the door is not going to help. I would think most people would understand that. Not a good idea to open
What's
the door.
He doing up there?
If you want to be sucked out, then fine. That's great. But then you don't fly anymore anyway.
Do you like flying?
Not terribly. Once in a while, I can.
How about you, Brad?
It's not that bad. It's normally over pretty quick, depending on where you go.
It used to bother me more. It doesn't bother me as much now, but it used to bug me.
My biggest flight was to St. Lucia. I think it was like 13 hours, and that kind of sucked.
What was that? 13
really? Hours?
That long ago to St. Lucia?
I think altogether. I think it was like 5 and 8. I don't know.
It's crazy.
But it was a long flight. It wasn't that bad.
Did you guys see the video of the guy cracking the egg on the senator in Australia?
I did.
Yeah.
I hated that kid.
Well, you know, there are a lot of people claiming that, well, first of all, the guy is unpopular. He's very anti-Muslim.
He's an asshole.
He's an asshole. But, I mean, he is a senator, and somebody came out and cracked an egg on him. And frankly, when I didn't know anything about him when I saw the video. I didn't know the guy was reviled. I just knew there was a kid. Well, right. He's 17.
Videoing himself, of course.
Egg boy.
Cracking an egg on his head, and I just was like, oh, you little prick. And he turned around and he slapped his face really hard.
It was a terribly unfortunate thing, a tragedy, but it's going to be eventually accepted or expected that these sort of things happen. When people are getting attacked in their own...
Yeah, hit him again!
Right there!
Oh, he tried to kick him.
I love the Curb Your Enthusiasm thrown in there.
But, I mean, that guy came out and said, yeah, this sucks, but normally it's the Muslims doing all the killing, so, eh.
Okay, yeah, I agree. What he said was stupid. But somebody cracks an egg on your head, and from behind, too. I mean, it's like a sucker punch.
It is.
I didn't have a problem with him hitting the kid.
Me neither, and he slapped him. Didn't he just slap him?
He slapped him. Yeah, he tried to hit him again. But, you know, now the kid's like, he hit me. You cracked an egg on his head, you fuck.
The kid's fine, though. They released him. I don't think they charged him with anything. Plus,
no, they didn't.
He's got $65,000 sitting in a GoFundMe right now.
Oh, that's nice.
His?
Yeah, for any legal fees that may occur.
Well, why don't you just go crack an egg on the prime minister's head while he's at it?
What if no legal fees are needed?
Well, then he's got $65,000.
That's bullshit.
That is really stupid.
Well, don't you remember when...
It isn't GoFundMe, Senator, just ridiculous.
They make a mockery of it.
I know.
Which senator got hit with the pie? Was that Levin? Don't you remember that? It's a few years ago.
Was it...
I want to say it was in Grand Rapids or something. Somebody pied him, hit him in the face with a pie.
Did they get a GoFundMe too?
I don't think GoFundMe was around at that time, but I'm sure they would have
appreciated
it. Oh, we should
start one for him now. Yeah. Let's get a replay up online.
Let's.
GoFundMe. Ever since the guy... He's homeless, and he gave that woman his last 20. Like, yeah, homeless people carry 20s around all the time, and I'm sure they wouldn't ask for change. I have never seen a homeless person give anyone else money.
No, I haven't.
I don't think that happens.
We don't really stick around and look either.
Well, I've seen people, when people ask somebody for money, say, no, you know what, could you give me some money? And that pretty much ends it.
Hey,
don't give people money.
There was a video I watched a few weeks ago, one of those viral videos, and it was a guy in New York. A homeless guy in New York, and this reporter came up to him and was following him and watching him, and he gave him, I think, $100 bill. And the guy went and cashed $100 in at the store and bought all. You see him bringing out all these bags of stuff.
Oh, good.
And he hands it out to all the other homeless people, and then this
guy. Can we start a GoFundMe for him?
And this guy saw him and asked him why he did it. He's like, I'm a giver. I just wanted to see other people happy.
Was this on camera?
I'm not sure I believe he's homeless anymore.
I think he did it because it was on camera.
Okay. But the guy gave him more money after that.
I don't believe he's homeless anymore.
The guy gave him more money after that. I didn't really read into it.
He played his cards.
It looked like
well.
A feel-good story at the time.
I do have an update on Egg Boy. Egg Boy has said that he's going to take any money that's raised in the GoFundMe and distribute it to the Christchurch victims.
So. Okay.
That's pretty
cool. What if you gave to the GoFundMe and you really wanted to go to Egg Boy, and it's like, what? I thought it was for Egg Boy.
Egg Boy didn't need it.
Does Egg Boy get to do that? I mean, it's just like the guy, just like Waffle Guy, you know, people give him money to send him to a basketball game, and he's all of a sudden giving to charities in his own name.
Right.
I don't know.
We'll see. We'll see what happens to Egg Boy. I don't think he's going to need any legal fees.
I don't think so either.
I think we need to have a really strong conversation with Waffle Guy. Egg Guy, yeah, it seems that he's a national hero, so I'm sure he'll come out okay. And it's a $65,000, geez. Does anybody die without getting a GoFundMe now?
I don't think so.
Yeah, I see. I do see a lot.
I mean, it's nice. Have you ever seen a GoFundMe where you went, wait, that guy doesn't need any money?
Oh yeah,
see those. I don't know why. Whenever I see that somebody has a GoFundMe, even regardless of the circumstances, I always tend to measure my own mind. Wait, they can't really afford because I, you know. GoFundMe, it seems like something
like they definitely need it.
Yeah, that's what I always thought.
Like I saw one yesterday for a funeral, and that kind of tugs at the heartstrings.
Right.
Yeah.
When you see what happens, you know, what happened to the girl died. Or,
well, of course, I couldn't agree with you more. But I've seen a couple where, you know, a GoFundMe has started to pay for the funeral, and the person that died was like, seemed like they would have more than enough money for a funeral.
Yeah.
I guess it makes everybody feel better.
You know how much funerals cost, by the way?
They're expensive.
Yeah, I do.
It's a racket.
Yeah. It's pretty.
I know, isn't that crazy?
If you get cremated, I think you can get out of there for under $2,000.
Oh, is that a fact?
Yeah.
Wait, cost $2,000 to get cremated? Yeah,
like $1,500 or something. Maybe what? I think you got to get the ashes and the urn and all. By the time you're done with doing this,
really?
Split that up.
I'm going to the cremation business, and I'm going to do it for $500.
You don't even know if you're getting yourself back.
No, you don't.
Yeah.
Same thing for dogs, though. I mean, I have Boomer's ashes at home.
Really?
In an urn.
What are you going to do with Boomer's ashes?
Just keeping them.
Really?
Keeping them, yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
the girls wanted them.
How many family member ashes do you have?
Oh, that's it. Just Boomer.
So the dog, you want to keep the dog's ashes, but not any humans.
Hey, listen. I personally, if you're asking me personally, and I know it's against the Catholic religion to be cremated, I'd rather be cremated than thrown in the ground. It's very claustrophobic in there.
Well, when you see somebody that's buried for a long time and then they have to bring the body out to be
exhumed the body.
It doesn't look like something
comfortable.
Not really.
I don't want the bugs and stuff
Plus
on that.
So,
let's get it over with
so
right away.
So dark and I don't know.
Are you feel like getting buried or
I don't know. The idea of burning up into ashes isn't real exciting either. There aren't many good options, are there?
You'd be dead. You won't know any.
I know, but you might.
Should we have a Twitter poll on this?
I think you should.
I think we will.
And real quick.
By the way, I got called. I put my resume out there always, and I'm on Indeed.
Wait, you have a job?
I know, but you always put it out there anyway.
Really?
Yeah,
okay.
You always put it out there.
I didn't know you were looking.
Well, I've been looking since 105.1 went away.
Oh, I see.
So anyway, I got a call today from a cemetery.
Cemetery?
So, speaking of death, yes, this cemetery is hiring salespeople. And she reached out to me.
No, I'm not going to any depressing shit like that. Too sensitive.
Isn't that funny?
Seems like you'd be very good at comforting people, Maz.
I would. There's no question I would.
Yeah. And then but charging them extra money for each
No, I don't like that. I'd be a bad cemetery salesman because I would talk them down. You don't need that, really. You really don't need that. Just get this. I'd probably be fired within a week or two.
It just sucks because, I mean, you don't have a lot of options when shit like that happens.
Yeah.
And everybody has to experience it at some point. So everybody's kind of had their own experiences with it. And if you look at Detroit, we've been seeing all these stories about
bad funeral homes.
They're finding dead babies
in bags on
mummified
ceilings. Yeah,
it's
and it really, you know, if you got a surviving spouse or kids, what a terrible feeling that is to know that your loved one is God knows where. Mm-hmm.
And how many of us really plan? There's not many of us that plan for where you're going to be buried.
I think my dad
did. That's old school.
Years
you know, that's the old school.
My dad did too. My dad
that's
had everything done.
Yeah, that's
like
old stuff.
He died and there was nothing left to do.
Yeah, I don't think we do that.
Well,
who
see,
does that?
I think
now?
Years and years ago, my dad did. He's like, I just want to make sure the kids are taken care of. I'm going to purchase plots and caskets. And then after like 10 years, he's like, screw that. I want my money back. And he just
got it. Did he get it back?
Got it all back.
Well, he just needs some cash right then?
I think so.
Is that after he was barred from the airplane?
Yeah, well, yeah, you can do a GoFundMe. We'll do a GoFundMe for your dad.
Appreciate that. But real fit. Well, before we get away
relax,
from.
Tell him we'll have the GoFundMe for him.
Before we do get away from GoFundMe, Jim Bentley, he sent one in. Jim Bentley's tattoo guy currently has a GoFundMe out. He had a heart attack following an asthma attack.
Oh, no.
Yeah, his name
How old is his tattoo guy? Is he a young guy or older guy?
I really don't know. Looks like he might be in his 40s. His name is Jeff Shea, and hashtag fuck asthma. Let's please help Jeff Shea. If anybody wants to help out Jim Bentley's green blob master.
Wow.
How
he's got a lot of green blobs.
He does have a lot of green blobs. This guy
he's
probably
put a lot into
life.
This guy, so yeah. We should keep alive for him.
This guy, he may be having a heart attack because he spent too much time putting green blobs on Jim Bentley.
Yeah, Jim says he's the most talented green blob artist he's ever met.
Now Jim's having his wife's having another baby. Probably that means another green blob.
Well, that means a lot of green blobs because the baby's going to end up with a lot of green blobs.
Correct.
You've got three kids that are going to be heavily green blobbed down the road. Look, I got to invest in the tattoo business because green blobbing is just
amazing. I don't think it's going anywhere.
What? No, I don't think so either.
It's picking up steam, actually.
And yet, I read that story about how 39% of people tattooed regretted their tattoos. That's a pretty high number.
I could see that. I would think it's higher than that.
I have to tell you, when I see somebody with lots of green blobs and I put myself in their head, I would say the do you regret it would be 100% if I were the one deciding if they should regret it.
Amen.
I don't know why. I guess I just don't see the coolness. I mean, green blob people love other green blob people and they think it's hot. Isn't that pretty apparent that green blob people are attracted to green blob people?
No question.
Yeah. I think I'm going to get mine redone. I just have to think of what I'm going to do. Because I always forget about it.
You mean you're going to get it altered?
What do you have?
Just updated. You know what I have. I have my name on my back. I get it.
Maz. You wise guy.
I get it. I really wanted to look like Bradley Noel from that cover of the Sublime album, I guess.
Did you see the Bieber pictures? Bieber is so green blobbed.
Pray for him.
Look at Bieber here. This was just a couple of weeks ago. He looked a little bit better than he does now.
Yeah, today he's crying again. He's in a car crying.
He's hurting.
He is really hurting. Pray for him.
No, today he's in a park.
Oh, that's right. He's laying down in a park crying.
Yep.
Is Haley Baldwin still sticking with him?
Yes. She's trying to help him. I was telling somebody that, and I mentioned on the show, that I think crying is something that I don't have in my arsenal of things that make you attractive to the opposite sex. I don't have crying in my arsenal.
No, you don't.
I feel like I should add it.
Tried during The Bachelor. You just couldn't do it.
I couldn't develop a
Colton cry.
Look at Colton. Look at Bieber. Haley Baldwin. Cassie. Look at the chicks that are eating that up. And, you know, people talk about opening up, and we always make fun of it. I think women love this whole opening up, crying thing, this, you know, being emotional.
I don't know. All the calls we got on the 209-66 boner line, all the girls that called in about that said that they do not like it when a guy's crying.
But look at Colton. Look at Bieber.
But don't forget, that's just one portion.
They're famous,
though. Others. There are others that like crying.
Bieber's worth $250 million. He could cry all day, and any chick's going to be all over him. $250 million. Plus, he's a young stud. Colton is on TV. So these girls, half of that is probably scripted.
What about opening up? That seems to be a big plus.
Opening up is big. I could open up. I could cry too.
Wow.
I could cry and open up. No problem.
You open up a lot?
I do.
Really?
I do.
Now
when I open up, I wind up crying.
Oh boy. It's a tough gig out there. Competition. You got people crying, opening up.
Where's Bachelorette star, by the way?
I don't care about Alabama. I don't care about her.
I can't watch it.
I don't like her.
I have to bail out.
I don't even think she's pretty. I don't know.
No, she is pretty.
Maybe she just bummed me out so bad that I can't even see her as pretty anymore.
If you go back and just look at the girls tell all that night and look what she looked like that night, you would say, yeah, that's when she got the Bachelorette gig that night.
You know what she did that night? She straightened her hair completely, and
that's
it looks
how she
terrible.
Got the, that's how she got the gig.
I don't think it looks good.
I think
it was a big mistake.
Guys, the show ended last week, guys.
I know.
So.
Sorry. Didn't mean to bring it back up.
I
know it's hated universally. I hate it, too.
Well, people watch the show. It was a very high-rated show.
It is.
That Colton, it's funny, too, because now he's in that phase where Colton is blah, blah, blah. You know, Colton is here with Cassie. And, you know, another month, and it's like, see ya.
Yeah.
Bye-bye. Nobody cares.
You know, yeah.
Nobody cares. I mean, maybe when The Bachelor starts up again, or when they break up, or Colton will be publicly crying somewhere.
You think they're going to make it, by the way?
No, I don't.
No.
I don't.
I think it's like 10% make it.
Yeah, I would. I don't know. I just think he's such a tool. And the hothead he showed when he busted that camera up.
Oh, yeah.
The hothead.
What a badass. I think
he's fake. And speaking of fake, it's Elizabeth Holmes month.
Yes.
It's officially Elizabeth Holmes of Theranos month.
Oh, my God.
2020 on Friday night.
Mm-hmm.
The HBO documentary last night.
Fantastic.
The Dropout podcast,
mm-hmm.
which is very good. I listened to it.
Yeah, and I believe that one's connected to the 2020 that we saw on Friday. But I went into this documentary last night thinking, I already saw the 2020. I know quite a bit about it.
It was like watching the Fire Festival, the two documentaries. They were both really good.
It blew me away. It really did. It had a lot of information that I did not know, including the lead scientist who commits suicide right before he's supposed to have a deposition.
They're all dropping off.
God, oh, my God.
Because he is the one that should have gotten the patent,
mm-hmm.
and she took credit for the patent with him.
Right.
She is such a con. I just, I'm going to need more time. I got to get through the break before I get started on this, because I'm telling you, I was just livid.
What did she get him for, $9 billion?
She was worth $9 billion at one point. When nobody was bothering to check on anything she was doing, she was worth $9 billion. She received, in terms of seed money, investment money, wasn't like $900 million?
That's how much they raised.
They
yes.
raised $900 million. By the way, very little of it from scientists. Mostly, and her board, no scientists whatsoever. So
nobody in the health field either.
Yeah, and she hid behind the shield of, it's secret technology. And
it's a trade secret.
It's a trade secret. And we can't have anyone knowing our trade secrets. But it was health. It was serious health stuff. It was a pinprick, and all your medical history from a pinprick to your finger, a one drop of blood. And then this thing ends up in Walgreens. They were out of money. Because I always wondered, why did they go into Walgreens? That was insane.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that was total insanity. That it didn't work. This Edison machine that she was trying to build because she wanted to, because she decided, this is a great idea, just like the iPhone, like my hero Steve Jobs, who I dress like. It was impractical.
No.
And the engineers and the scientists are saying, can we change this box? It's too small. And no, you can't change the box. My idea is that, and it will come true because I'm changing the world. And I want to say this about changing the world. People that change the world do not tell you they're changing the world when they change the world. They just are so busy changing the world, I think it's sort of become something after the fact.
Yeah.
But how many people don't walk around going, I'm changing the world. I'm changing the world. And when you change the world, people come after you. When you change the world... Shut the fuck up.
First they doubt you, then they fight you, and then you change the world.
That's what she said after the Wall Street Journal finally busted her. 14 years of the most loving, con woman loving media coverage, 14 years of love from the Obama administration. Everyone kissed her ass. Bill Clinton kissed her ass. All the right people kissing her ass. And no one, even though this is people's medical futures could have been at stake, that machine was so incredibly inaccurate. And by the way, they somehow got around the, what's the government agency that would approve that?
The FDA?
The FDA. Yeah, somehow, the FDA never approved it, but they got around that somehow. They basically piled the FDA with paperwork so that, and they also indicated that the FDA was seemed to be pretty friendly towards Theranos for some crazy reason.
They had a piece.
I don't know. I just think because she was this woman CEO breaking the glass ceiling, and there was all this great publicity, and also she kept saying all the right things. You know, I don't want people to have to say goodbye too soon. I think everyone, it's a human right to have your medical history. You know, she's sort of implying that she's some savior of the little guy. When the truth was, no, she was about herself. She wanted to make herself a superstar. And somehow, I don't know how she did it, but she did, because every medical person thought this was absolute insanity. All her lab people said, this is bullshit. It's not working. And they just said, shut up.
Right.
We'll find someone who doesn't say that. I mean, she really thought she could be Steve Jobs. Well, Steve Jobs had an idea that was pretty damn good. And it was doable, and he knew incredible people who brought it to fruition.
And he was very quiet about it.
Pretty much, yeah, he was very quiet about it. Oh, my God, she is the most odious person. Let me save it for a second.
Yeah, because we definitely need to get into the portion where they describe the Edison, so you can break down exactly what it was she was pitching and how it did.
Also, the Walgreens part, I thought, well, you know, when she gets busted, when it gets to the Schultz, George Shultz, the Secretary of State, is on her board. Of course, he doesn't have any medical history either, but she tells him all the shit. Every time he's brought to question by his grandson that works there saying, Grandpa, this is fucked up. Grandpa goes, oh, they're using it on Medivacs. No, they're not. They weren't using it on Medivacs. Did anybody check anything she ever said?
No, they just took her by her word.
Bernard Madoff.
It's a great scam.
I understand how Bernard Madoff did it. He sent out statements every month. He was a convincing con man. It's money. This is people's health. Blood tests. The people are going to Walgreens, and they've been advertising a pinprick. Oh, a pinprick. Oh, that's not so bad. They're taking whole vials of blood at Walgreens. And some people are saying, hey, I thought this was a pinprick. But
No. The way yours is written up, they need a little bit more.
Yeah. And the attorney at the end saying that, they didn't take as much blood as, you know, a typical blood test. It was less blood. No. You said a pinprick. So fuck you. Oh, my God.
Easy, Drew.
Yeah.
It's really, I just can't get over the stuff that has gone on in real time that, you know, between Michael Jackson and his little 10-year-olds in bed, which people are still defending.
TMZ
had someone. Oh, he's not guilty.
TMZ had his driver saying that he liked
his
women?
His bodyguard said he liked women. Okay. Oh, really? So how many women spent the night in Neverland Ranch? What the fuck is going on? And then this. Oh, in real time. It just goes on. And people, it just seems to be about celebrity, if anything. I guess. Because she sure became a celebrity. But March has finally arrived, and that can only mean one thing. It's Ram. Oh, it's Elizabeth Holmes month, and it's Ram Truck month. It's Zot Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. Jeff, Thad, and Stephanie need to sell lots of trucks. But, of course, all we hear about are the damn roads. Zot wants to leave the roads to Lansing and focus on the damn deals. Zot Ram Truck Month will allow you to lease a 19 Ram 1500 Bighorn Crew Cab 4x4 at just $189 a month. That's a great deal. Or a 19 Jeep Compass Limited for $199 a month, or a new 19 Jeep Grand Cherokee for $239 a month. Speaking of potholes, you can get employee pricing for everyone on the all-new 18 Jeep Wranglers. Lease one starting at $279 a month, and the Wranglers can handle the damn roads, as you know. Our friends at Zot Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram can't fix the roads, but they certainly have damn good deals. As does Hall Financial. The deals start the minute you go to our website, you click the link, fill out the online form, and then they call you back, which happens fast. And then they start the refi. And hopefully you qualify. They can refinance, save you some money, or maybe they can help you get your first home, dream home, shorten your lease, take money out of your home, whatever it is. Hall Financial is the top mortgage company in Michigan for client service. They support our show, too. And they've got so many ways for you to get in touch with them. For example, you can call 248-308-5000 if you want to talk to somebody. Or you can go to drewandmike.hallfg.com. You won't be disappointed. And then they've got people like this person saying, if you're like me, you'll have a million different questions. You want someone reliable and knowledgeable at your side. Communicating with them was easy and could be done almost any time of the day. David Hall Financial, go to drewandmike.hallfg.com. You won't be disappointed. NMLS number 1467435. And, oh, the Hall Financial hotline opening up. What do you know?
Just in case.
It's in time for Waffle Man, Waffle Guy.
Even though we think Waffle Man sounds better, maybe.
His name is Nathan.
His name is Nate, but he goes by Waffle Guy.
On the banks of Red Cedar stands a school that's known to all.
Waffle Guy could be. He could be headed for a big month.
For the Spartans play.
Imagine Waffle Guy if they make it three rounds.
Oh, boy. It's tough to win six in a row.
But do it for Waffle Guy.
They're rolling, man.
You got two more GoFundMes if that happens.
Hey, they're playing better than Michigan.
What?
I must have messed that up.
And the sound one sounded like 100%.
It is. I talked to him.
Waffled that call.
You did. Brandon's little hands can be a real problem.
Did you know Michigan State was going to win that game the minute the kid broke his leg? I did.
I sensed that they would, yes.
I did.
I don't know why. It just didn't seem like State had their number.
They did. They just knew they were going to win. That's the way it looked like
to me. It felt that way.
Yeah.
What's going on?
Hey, is this Waffle Guy?
This would be him.
Waffle Guy, it's Drew and Maz and Brandon. How are you doing, buddy?
Not bad. How about you guys?
What's up, Waffle?
Pretty good. Were you happy with your TV time at the Big Ten tournament?
I think it worked out.
Some people were saying
we were in a pretty good favorable section. So I had a last quarter on it.
How close were you to the floor?
I think we were sitting row 15. We had a couple of alums who ended up buying us the seats for the Saturday and the Sunday game.
Really? So
yeah. So we had there was a lot of generosity going on.
So you only needed money for transportation and for your hotel room?
Yep, that's what it ended up being the cost of. So, that's why I kind of committed to, donating. It ended up being about $950 to what are going to be sexual assault campaigns going around MSU's campus and then campaigns revolving around the Flint water crisis.
Well, but I thought you had another GoFundMe because you needed more money.
Yeah, so that's what ended up happening. Obviously, I was never planning on going to the NCAA tournament. We just kind of landed on, adding another $1,000, which is obviously anything close to that, is outstanding. So that money would be further going to, driving to Des Moines, staying at, a hotel for a couple nights and then, the cost of tickets through the MSU athletic department.
Wow. $1,000. It doesn't seem like it would cover all that stuff. Are hotel rooms cheap there?
When I was looking at it, did not look like it. It is the NCAA tournament. There's a few other schools, looking there. I think when we were looking through costs for to be there on Thursday night, Friday night, they're about $150-$200.
That's not too bad.
Yeah. The tickets for through MSU, they were, right now about $100, and that's just for the one game, so it'd be another 100 for the second game.
Well, you got to eat, you got to get beer.
We survive on eggs and ramen for the most part, so I couldn't handle that part.
Is there alcohol involved?
This weekend people were very generous when it came to buying drinks for me at the hotel. So
really,
I was having a good time.
Was St. Patty's weekend at all?
Yeah, Chicago was it was a pretty wild scene there. I never seen the river get dyed green or anything like that. But I just figured it was for Michigan State, going out there winning championships. So,
hey, Waffle Guy, has anybody said that? Hey, wait a second, you're giving money to charity and then you're asking for more money. Are some people saying that maybe you should have kept all the GoFundMe money and not had to start a new GoFundMe instead of being Mr. Big Shot Charity Guy?
That was never the plan to go to Iowa, and everyone's like, oh, you should keep running it out. And I was like, well, I'm not going to take, I've committed to, giving it to, those causes. So, I'm obviously not going to backtrack on that. And, that's kind of, obviously like all the donations that come in, those are what, people are deciding to do, with their money. So
wish?
I guess.
Was that their wish though, that if you had extra money, you would give it to those charities, the donors?
I would say they wouldn't have a problem with it. Obviously, it would look probably bad if I kept over $1,000 or whatever it was. So, I figured, there's a lot of good causes around, especially around here, and that have meant a lot to me. So I figured, it wouldn't be too bad of an idea to give it away instead of keeping it.
Your tax guy's probably happy. Next year you can claim it for next year at this time.
Write it off.
You can write other people's money off. It's good. It's a good move.
Here's a fun fact. Waffle Guy is actually a waffle twin. He's got a twin brother that's been traveling with him for these. And so if he goes to Iowa, he's going to bring his brother. Don't you think his twin brother should be also a waffle?
Absolutely.
How about a pancake? Cake.
It looked like
I think he was
meiosis.
He was going to maybe joke around and wear like a strip of bacon or something like that. Or maybe they'd be like the yolk and an egg.
Well, what's holding him back? I mean, this plan's got to be in motion. Got to go fund me going now.
Yeah, you'd have to talk to him. I don't know. I'm convincing him. He's, we're a little different, but he might be able to, have fun with this and join in on it.
Is the team part of this now, too? Are they into you being there?
I mean, they've been you know, they've been winning this whole weekend, and then the game.
Has anyone reached out to you?
They're on for it.
Has Izzo reached out to you and say you want you on the road with him?
No, I don't think so. You know, I'm usually for the home games. I've been usually wearing it and sitting, you know, two or three rows behind them. So I'm, you know, it's pretty big, and I'm sure you've seen it in the crowd. And I think when I came out of the hotel on Friday, and so the team bus was out there. And I think they were all, I could see them laughing through the window.
Oh, God,
so.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. So I don't know what they think about it, but, you know, I'm not too into, you know, what other people think about me. I don't usually care.
That's our waffle guy. Now, what year are you in college?
I'm a senior this year.
You're a senior. This is your last run. Are you getting out on time?
Yes, I'll be walking. And I'll be walking.
People get out on time?
Does that surprise you?
Yeah, a little bit. Is your brother, your twin brother, getting out on time too?
Yeah, he goes to Wayne State, so he'll be getting out of there too this year.
Oh my God! Okay, and what are your plans? What do you major in? If anyone cares, but I'll ask.
Yeah, I'm an economics major right now. I've been told, you know, maybe I should have been in marketing.
Marketing for sure.
Yeah.
Well,
this weekend I kind of took a little. You know, I used it to my advantage and. Met some alums and fans who may be able to help me out in the future.
Are the chicks going for you now? You picking up any extra chicks
good
on the
question.
Side?
Good question. Good question.
Well, you know, I work at Pizza House, and I think the tips have increased slightly a little
there
bit.
There you go.
So, you know, I'll take it.
Wow. So you're not on campus. Not. People know who Waffle Guy is. They know it's you.
Yeah, I've been recognized, you know, without it. So I don't know if that's a good or a bad thing, you know, but. Especially since I'm in smaller classes, I've been in there and walked in, and you know, I get some looks and kind of probably some chuckles too.
That's huge.
What made you decide to be the waffle?
Where the hell did you get the waffle?
Yeah. What'd you do?
Have you ever had pancakes? They're thin, and you know, they're a little too fluffy. You know, you get a nice Belgian waffle, and you're feeling real good.
No question.
Oh, I love waffles. Yeah. I just have never seen one at a basketball game.
I've never really seen, you know, one for like a costume. So I just kind of was like, oh, I could work with that. And, you know, I've always been wearing headgear on me and painting up for games. So I'm usually pretty animated and creative, I guess, during, you know, sporting events.
I think it's a good call because, I mean, look at all the TV time. During the Big Ten tournament, you got amazing TV time. I didn't know if you got as much last week. This week, yeah. I imagine. Well, now I'm wondering, are you going to next week say, oh, I didn't know I was going to go to the next round. I need another GoFundMe. Is that going to happen?
Yeah, I don't think so. Maybe I'll keep this one open, and you know, I'm not going to commit to, you know, donating anymore at the moment. Or
you got Iowa, then you got D.C.
You know, we've had some trouble getting out of the first weekend, so you know, we're going to keep it going. I guess.
Yeah, that's true. If you raise money for the next trip, then you don't want to jinx the team.
The GoFundMe is get the waffle guy to the NCAA tournament.
What's he up to?
Looks like.
I haven't checked recently. I'm pretty sure it's gone up in the last probably couple hours or so.
Well, this is going to push you over.
Well, that's what we're hoping for. You know, it's set at, you know, I just put in, you know, for 3,000, and that was another grand on top of the two. So if it reaches it, you know, that'd be awesome.
It's 21.53.
Oh, you're home free.
21.53. Yeah, make it.
Well, you know, we still got some time. I think we're leaving here. You know, at about 4 or 5 a.m. on Thursday morning, so.
Oh, boy. How many students are going to Iowa? Do you know offhand?
I do not know. They don't usually give you a number or anything like that from the Izzone. So, you know, in the Big Ten tournament, you don't get the tickets through the athletic office because it's not through the United Center. So you kind of had to just buy them online through them or, you know, StubHub or Vivid or whatever.
What if they put do they put Izzone on your degree that you remember the Izzone?
That could probably, like, oh, I don't know. That
goes on your resume.
I don't know.
Yeah, resume for sure.
Yeah, there you go.
Of course. All right, well.
Maybe I should put Waffle Guy, you know, 2017. Keep running 2018.
Hey, if you win him a championship, man, you'll go down in history. So you got to keep going.
Yeah, that's
true. If we make it that far, that's a pretty good way to go out here.
It'll end up on all the highlight reels somewhere if they do make it that far.
Looking forward to them, you know, my kids in the future looking at seeing what a good guy that dad is.
Hey, you've been part of this team you've been going to games obviously a lot for 4 years. How good is this team compared to the last three teams?
It's a different team, that's for sure. You know, we've got a lot of talented guys coming through in the last few years, and No, this team is just, I would say, a lot different. They're, you know, they're made up a bunch. You got, you know, dealing with injuries and throughout the whole year. And,
they're more coachable.
You know, Izzo's had to get really creative with some lineups, and, you know, it's been working to our advantage, I would say.
Yeah, he seems like one of his,
this is his
great
kind
coaching
of team.
Job. Yeah.
This is his kind of team.
Oh, yeah, you know, this is probably one of the more impressive seasons he's had.
He doesn't need the five stars. He needs these kind of guys. He likes this.
Yeah, we get those gritty guys who just come in and
exactly.
go to work.
I know, to hell with that. Well, listen, Waffle Guy, have a blast. Good luck with the GoFundMe. What's the address, Brandon, again?
It is Get Waffle
yeah,
Guy.
Get the Waffle Guy to the NCAA tournament.
Okay, GoFundMe, and I'm sure some of our Spartan people will give generously and get you off on a nice trip, and then hopefully another trip or two after that.
Yeah, we'll see if DC is going to be, you know, on the books here. We'll see.
Cool. We'll have fun, and we'll be looking for you on TV.
All right, sounds good, guys.
Okay, Waffle Guy. Thank you.
Take care, Waffle.
No problem. You too, you guys. See
ya. The Waffle Guy.
Right there. What a
right there.
Genius.
What song is this, Brandon? Is this a Waffle song?
It's just Seven Dust Waffle.
Is it about waffles?
I don't even think he says waffles. But I like it. I love Seven Dust, so why not?
So he's got to go to Iowa City, Drew, then Washington, D.C., and then Minneapolis. That's not, that's, those are very doable trips. Whatever you say!
Minneapolis is a big Northwest hub, so.
You can drive there.
How far is Minneapolis from East Lansing, I wonder? It's easy to figure out.
Maybe 10 hours?
That's a pretty good drive.
That's nothing. That's like Jersey drive for me. It's nothing.
It's not like Chicago, though, for the Big Ten.
Chicago on a good day. 4.5 hours?
Yeah, Chicago 4.5 if you get lucky. It seems like coming home it's always shorter. I don't know. I have no idea why. But anyway.
Did you see they started tearing 75 apart, in case you guys missed that?
Yeah, my commute was pretty shitty today.
It's, where are they tearing it up now?
Starting to suffocate me. Around Crook, from Oakland Mall to Crooks.
Rochester Road. Southbound.
You know, I got to tell you, Rochester Road is one of those, it's almost like the Bermuda Triangle for me. If I end up on Rochester Road, I know I'm going to be stuck somewhere for a long time. I don't know why.
It can't get off to the Oakland Mall now. I mean, that Oakland Mall's dying as it is. Now you can't even get off to go to it.
Has anyone been to Oakland Mall lately?
It's dead.
I've driven
by it. Is it dead?
It's dead.
Really?
I pass it every day.
Stores are stopped or closed.
A lot.
A lot?
A lot.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm positive.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. How do you know? Because you said you just drive by.
Yeah, but I've been in it in the past month and a half.
Oh, you have?
Oh, yeah.
Why'd you go in there?
Oh, sometimes I go for the food court on my way home, get a good slice of pizza. They have a great pizza joint there.
What a dumb question that was.
It was.
They used to have an Orange Julius there.
They do. They still
they
have
still
it.
Do?
The Dairy Queen is still alive. By the way, tomorrow's free cone day tomorrow.
Really?
Yeah.
It sounds to me like you spend a lot of time in the mall. How can it be dead?
Maybe I spend a little bit more than I should. But, you know, I do enjoy going and walking through. I feel terrible for Macy's and stuff like that. It breaks my heart. They're dying. It's dead. They'll be dead soon. You won't have Macy's anymore.
I don't understand how all these malls are still standing.
Well, I was just at Great Lakes not too long ago. That one's doing great.
That one's fine. Yeah. It's not great, but it's doing better than the others. No, and Partridge Creek seems to be doing the best of all of them.
Yeah. Partridge Creek's not bad.
Mag's basketball picture.
Oh, how's the Mags picture?
23
doing?
Likes, 11 comments, and 1 retweet.
That's it?
Well,
he's leaping for the basket.
You did steal that picture from somebody else.
We didn't steal it. We said Mr. Magoo is a genius.
I'll give Mr. Magoo's credit. It's still a reflection on Mags, and he usually gets more love than this. Papillon, March Madness bracket out later today. Mags boxes out like no other Papillon. One of the tallest centers in Papillon hoops, and there he is. He's taking the hoop to the basket. He's got a Drew and Mike headband on. It's a brilliant picture. Oh, we just got another like. Trudy retweeted it, too.
Oh,
look at the intensity on his face, too.
He goes to the hoop like nobody.
He does. He is the center.
Who called him the round mound of rebound? That was a good one.
Somebody commented on that.
That's a good one.
Most of the comments are good for a change.
He's like Shaquille O'Neal at the end of his career.
Yeah, he probably is. Yeah. You're probably right. You have to limit his minutes. You have to load manage him.
You do.
Mags is hungry for a championship. Oh. Number one seed, Gabby. It's a great tweet. There's no way that dog can dunk, even with his Shaq-like height. Mandy Moores? Also, conspiracy theory, Mags and Layla are not brothers and sisters advertised. Gabby equals Layla equals winner.
They
are brother and sister. Must be non-purebred Papillon bracket if Mags involved. What?
I saw a photo of Mags and Layla when they were young, and it was crazy seeing Mags all lean and young.
But he was lean? Much bigger he is than Layla. He was lean? Is bigger.
You got the biggest one and the smallest one of the litter, for
probably. Sure, Mags can box up, but can Mags make it up and down the floor? That ain't your grand dog's basketball. Easy for Mags Lane to box out other Papillons when he's three times the size of the second. Oh. Round Mound Mags. That's Jeff. Round Mound Mags. So
look at our boy in Chicago sent me. He said, I hope you're having a great day, Maz. Who is that? Can you just one look and who is that?
I know. It's Hope Solo.
Hope Solo's gross. Butthole.
God. Why did she take that picture?
Always good to get a wink from Hope.
Did she know she was going to be torturing us with that picture?
I don't know. She was torturing Jeremy Stevens at the time. Are they still together?
We got a picture of that on the boner line, too. I guess you can send photos through our text line.
What?
For the 20966 boner. You can also text to it. So we do get a lot of text messages as well as voicemails. And every once in a while, there's a picture, and we got Hope Solo's butthole. And, of course, it showed up the entire size of the screen. Ugh.
Remember I used to put that in your reads at 105.1? I used to just put big pictures of it.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. It was awful. It was awful.
Check this out real quick. I have it queued up in the Theranos documentary of the Edison. So this is the entire product that Theranos is basically trying to sell. You take the pinprick, you put it inside this machine, this revolutionary machine, and it's going to do all the blood testing.
200 tests!
The 200 tests all very quickly, and it's going to be done by Walgreens employees because it's so easy to operate.
And Walgreens paid $140 million for the luxury of having it at the 50 test locations.
Their employees, are going to be really, really good at doing it, for sure. They're really going to give a shit.
Great Martin Luther King quote, take the first step in faith. You don't have to see the whole staircase. Just take the first step, right? And this is the first
step. Well, you fell back down the stairs, honey.
So talk to me a little bit about the Edison machine. How would you say it was working in terms of the vision versus the reality?
Biochemist at Theranos.
Poorly. We couldn't regulate temperature very well. We couldn't reproducibly transfer fluids. We had all sorts of design changes constantly that we were trying to fight against. So it was a comedy of errors in a lot of ways.
The original concept was to make a machine that at least then the chemists could work on to further develop chemistry. Over time, we were able to run a sequence and we were able to get results. Now, getting results means, I get a signal proportional to what I'm putting in. It doesn't mean it's ready for prime time, right?
Doesn't mean it works at all.
You're handling a lot of fluid in the machine. Things got blood spilled all over them and got gunky. Some of the donors that we had were, just people off the street who need money. And I imagine that, there probably was a fair amount of hepatitis and things like that.
Gross.
And the device would freeze up in the middle of running a test, and then I would have to reach in there with my hand. There were needles within the device that could puncture skin, and there's reagents and blood and everything spilling all
over
the place.
You've got hepatitis.
Blood that's just sitting there in the bottom of the vessel.
Gross.
Evaporating into the air in the room. It was
a
mess inside.
You've got hepatitis.
Pieces of the device would literally fall off in the middle of testing. Centrifuges exploding inside of it and things like that.
Bummer.
Obviously, I didn't want anybody to actually see what was going on in there.
Of course not. It's a trade
so
secret.
So we had demos, they would bring investors or executives from some company to a room which would have different styles of Edison they were prototyping.
So basically, whenever bigwigs would come in, investors or any kind of regulators, they would always give them the results that they would use off third-party devices like Siemens and, just regular blood-working equipment. They never gave them the results that came through the Edison. Just a complete fabrication.
It's a total scam, but I didn't know that in the world of modern medicine, something that's going to revolutionize medicine, that there were so few checks and balances. I would have thought somebody would have been able to expose this, but all the people that wrote about it, and usually when you have medical journalism, broadcast, usually those are people who know a lot and they know what to ask. And she bamboozled all these people. And I think it was really her personality that did it. And also the fact that, again, it's a young female breaking the glass ceiling. It's a beautiful story. She's going to change the world. And, oh, these guys. The one guy looked like he was going to cry. The guy from, was it Fortune magazine?
Yeah, he was pretty duped.
Oh, he was very duped. There were a lot of people who were duped.
I mean, he wrote a major piece. She was the cover. It was kind of heralded as the main story of Theranos and what really kicked it off. And so he was obviously very upset that everything that he had written down was a lie. He had to write a mea culpa.
Wow.
He had to kind of come out with a new story that said Theranos misled me. So
he also told Theranos, you guys really screwed me. And then Theranos' response was, we didn't even know you were doing an article, or let alone a cover story. And it's like, I was there 4 days. I met her parents. I read books that she said inspired her. I met her brother. We took pictures of her. They took 200 pictures of her. They had lighting, photographers.
They showed every picture, too.
Yeah, I know. What a crock of shit. What a lying sack of shit she was. She is a monster. She is not a hero. She's a monster.
I do have a serious issue, shallow thought. They had a behavioral economist on there that every time he kept popping up, I was just dream weavering because he was kind of talking about maybe what she was going through in her head, but blah, blah, blah. But it was kind of weird. Do you remember Last Man on Earth with Will Forte when his brother shaved off half of his beard and half of his hair and he shaved it, you know, so he had one side of his face was all hairy and the other side was completely bald. Well, this guy, he had a beard, but you could tell he had had like an accident, a scar. So the whole left side of his face, there was no beard, but there was a beard on the right side. So it kind of looked a little funny.
Well, then he also cut the hair off, too. I don't know if that was in Theranos, but I saw something about him online where he had long hair on one side and shaved head on the other side. And his beard was long, too. It was bizarre.
Yeah, that's kind of weird looking. The other big takeaway, and I want to try something here. Henry Kissinger kept popping up.
This is Dr. Kissinger.
And so I thought.
I am a devoid of Theranos.
I thought about when you guys called him back in the day.
Yeah. About the beach volleyball at the Olympics, as we saw him there.
Was he happy?
Yeah, we thought he was.
Who would have been?
The Regent City, may I help you?
Dr. Kissinger, please.
Thank you.
That would be my room.
Oh, boy.
Hello?
Dr. Kissinger?
Yes?
Yes, this is Drew and Mike calling. We're on WRIF radio in the States. How you doing?
Very good.
Good. Are you enjoying the Olympic Games?
Very much.
Very good. Did you get to see the beach volleyball at all? Because we were hoping to get some comment from you on the beach volleyball gold medal.
No, I didn't see it.
Yeah. Oh, I thought you'd be out there on the beach because there were some pretty attractive women out there, Dr. Kissinger.
Brother,
it was quite a scene.
Well, no, I wasn't. So thank you for calling.
You're pushing it. How was the meal there in Australia?
It was very nice to you guys.
Pretty nice.
I couldn't get that call out of my head because Henry Kissinger kept popping up on this Theranos documentary because he was on the board. You have a powerful guy like Kissinger on the board. Who's going to ask questions, really?
I thought it was really funny when he said, the Theranos meetings felt like a human rights violation because they went so long.
I'm trying to think what you sound like just now.
Dr. Kissinger.
No, you sound like somebody else.
Theranos meetings were like a human rights violation. Uh-huh.
I don't know, but I thought, hey, why don't I just look up Henry Kissinger and see if he's listed? And he is. So
wasn't at the beach volleyball.
I haven't tried these numbers, but you want to give him a shot?
Yeah,
just to
absolutely.
See if Henry Kissinger,
Dr. Kissinger?
Dr. Yeah. Kissinger, it'd be an honor to have him on the show.
Can we talk about Nixon with him?
Yeah, sure.
All right.
Cambodia. It's probably going to be, you know, some doo-doo-doos, but it's worth a shot. I figured we got him once. Maybe we can get him again.
We should play his sounder back to him. Say, remember this back in the day.
Yeah, I don't know how happy he was about that.
It's ringing. Can Brandon be 2 for 2?
He was a chick magnet. Do you remember he was a chick magnet?
Was he?
He was, yes, absolutely. His wife Nancy was really tall, and she might have been a model. He was nailing chicks everywhere.
Well, yeah.
Dr. Kissinger.
You think Nixon was one of the only presidents that really didn't get much tail?
Possibly, yeah. Ugh. Dr. Kissinger still has a fax machine.
Okay, I got one more.
That's got to be the number then.
Should we send him a fax?
Should. That goes right to the Watergate.
I've been trying to get you for so long, it feels like a human rights violation.
You sound like Sean Connery doing Henry Kissinger. That's the guy I need.
Sean Connery talks like this.
Where's Jack Garbutton?
Kissinger residence, this is Jolene.
Is Dr. Kissinger there, please?
No, sir, he is not.
Do you expect him back?
He is, he's not at the apartment for probably about a month.
I see. I will call him at the other number.
Do you have a cell phone number?
Well, let me verify with you. What do you have for a cell phone?
I don't have his cell phone number, but...
I have it. I will call him immediately.
Okay, sir.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Bye.
Well done. That was really good. I mean, Brandon is kept quiet on that one. That was good, Drew.
You should have just told her, God. Why are you answering my phone?
I was going to say I was his third cousin or something.
You should have threw your number out at her just so she could correct you and give you, no, try this number.
You were the boner line.
This is Larry Kissinger.
I have 20966 Bona.
You want to try again and say you called this number, but it wasn't him?
I have 20966 PENISS.
Let's call her back and say I do have the wrong number. Do you have another number for him?
I wonder if Hank answers the phone when he's home. Where's he for a month? In March?
It's cold. What down south. Yeah.
Where'd you call? What area?
That's his New York apartment.
That's his New York apartment.
Yeah.
This is very impressive to women when you have a condo on Park Avenue.
Maybe he's in D.C.
Maybe he's got a South.
The ladies love it.
Maybe he's in South Beach.
He's got a South number there.
Maybe he's in that spring break thing.
Yeah, he could be on spring break.
That spring break sounds insane this year.
I miss not going just to that fight
and all those people. The cameras is amazing. You hear these girls are beating the shit out of each other, and these people stand there recording.
I know.
Recording on their phones.
All we do.
Well, I know. We're such all assholes.
We do. That's how we watch sporting events now.
Were you ever able to go to spring break during college, or were you too wrapped up in baseball at that time?
Actually, baseball went to spring break. Mm-hmm. We played down in Fort Lauderdale against, we played in a tournament at Stetson 1 year, which wasn't far from Fort Lauderdale. Nice. And I think we were down there another year, although I'm not sure it was at a spring break stronghold, but there were a lot of people down there.
What about you, Tommy? Did you go to spring break, or did you just go to like the Jersey Shore?
We did the shore a lot, but in spring it's too cold at Jersey. But a lot of people would travel down to Florida and stuff. I only went a couple of times.
Really? You went to Florida?
Yeah, I never got wild.
No?
Yeah.
What'd you do on spring break then in Florida?
Well, I don't drink. That's the thing. I was always.
But you didn't. I thought you did at that time.
No, not really. I never really drank.
So this was pre Mother's Day of 1985.
Pre Mother's Day of 85. Yes. Was back in the earlier 80s.
What was the question about Tom managing the gay bar? Was it? I want to know. Was that PPR or APR after Plato's Retreat or pre?
I didn't do the before, gay bar. BPR. It was no gay bar. It was a nude bar, all nude.
Oh,
nude bar. You managed a nude bar?
Yes. All
really?
Nude. Yes. Up in Orangeburg, New York. No, thankfully I didn't have to.
A nude bar. What's a nude bar?
It was the last job I had before I moved here to Michigan. Before I moved here to Michigan.
A nude bar?
Yes.
What was that? You have a liquor license with a nude
bar? No, there was
bar?
No liquor.
So people brought their own?
No, we had like O'Doul's. We had, you know.
What?
Yeah, stuff like that. You had to buy our stuff.
Nude if you're not bombed.
You had to buy our stuff. We served good lunch, good food.
O'Doul's. Well, people came in and just ate lunch nude?
Isn't it like that in Michigan where they can be...
No, the girls were nude.
They can be topless and you can get... I think in Michigan you can be topless and get booze, but if it's fully nude, no booze.
Fully nude is a juice bar. You get juice...
Okay.
Wait, so it was a strip club.
I'm not sure how it works anymore.
It was a strip club.
It was a strip club, but all nude.
Were the girls hot?
I thought they were pretty nice.
Did you hire them?
I didn't hire them, no.
I thought you managed the bar.
I did, but I was brought in and these girls were there and then the girls would come and go.
Yeah, you like your little stripper whore? You like her?
My buddy was the security. He had his own security guys.
Wow.
Yep. We had a nice time.
Well, why did you let that get away from you?
I met Kathy and moved to Michigan.
Did you get tired?
Matter of fact, she called me there a couple of times. You know, and the girls would put her on with me and stuff like that. Yeah, she knew what I was
doing. Did you get tired of being around topless women?
No. I used to love driving in. It was during the day, And when you pull into the back of the place, they'd all be outside getting a tan.
Yeah.
So
really?
Yeah, it was quite a scene, man.
Damn. How was the talent?
Pretty damn good.
How about versus Plato's Retreat?
Well, Plato's Retreat was the one night I walked into the
I know,
place
but there still was talent
the
there.
The Pilato brothers.
The Pilato brothers?
The Pilato brothers were there.
Do you think the Pilato brothers have been back since?
I don't think. Well, it's closed. It's long gone.
No, but after that night, do you think the Pilato brothers, were they regular
They were working there. No, they were security.
Wow.
That's how I got in.
Did they ever get in the action?
I don't know. I've got many stories about the Pilato brothers, I could tell you.
What's your clearance?
What are the Pilato brothers doing now?
One's in construction. I think they're both in construction.
Really?
Of course. They're the Pilato brothers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think they ever attend any strip clubs?
I think a couple here and there.
Yeah.
Angelo Pilato moved down to Florida.
Oh, their dad?
No, he's the younger of the Pilatos.
Why is he left?
They all live
Pilato
in Union
Brothers.
City still. They're still
Why
in Jersey.
Is Angelo not with the Pilato brothers?
He branched out into like Muscle Beach area. He's like, this kid has got muscles on top of muscles. Yeah.
Did the Pilato brothers procure steroids for their younger brother?
No.
No. Okay.
I will not say
that. There's lots of pussy at the beach.
It sounded like something could happen in the Pilato brothers orbit.
You never know. You never know.
You want to do Today in Soft Rock?
Yeah, sure. We didn't really prepare a lot today because we thought we were going to do one of my brackets, but we're going to do that next week.
No,
when
if
Mark's
I knew
around.
Where the bracket was, I would.
We're going to do one when Mark's here next time.
Soft.
Well, I got that 5/8 feeling.
We do have
so
it though.
Please, Tom, tell us what happened today in Soft Rock.
Oh, here's the Soft Rock bracket.
You got a Soft Rock bracket?
I do.
All right. Well, I can do a couple of these. We could do that. Whatever you want to do.
Yeah, we could.
I can mix a couple of these in.
We have a soft rock bracket?
We do.
How many entries?
It's got a full 64.
Holy shit.
I know. It's intense. I could run through the bracket.
You up to it?
Yeah, I'm up to it. Of course I am. Oh, my God, the songs. The number one seed on the, let's see, this is the first round.
You're going to have a hard time reading it off your phone?
This would be the Eastern bracket. No.
Okay.
The number one seed is Sometimes When We Touch versus Toto at a 16 for 99.
Wow. Sometimes When We Touch against 99.
It is so soft. It's the softest song possibly in the bracket.
What was the Toto?
It's Dan Hill?
99. Yeah, Dan Hill.
This is Dan Hill against 99. Of Toto, which isn't my favorite Toto song.
No, it's not my favorite Toto song either. That's why it's a 16.
It could be an upset still, Drew.
A 16 over a 1.
Well, last year it happened with, you know, UMBC, the Retrievers, over Virginia.
Is Toto the UMBC of the soft rock bracket?
Yeah, because I'm not a huge fan of Dan Hills as a number one.
But you got to respect, I mean, you're not a fan of Gonzaga either.
Well.
Doesn't mean they won't beat 16.
True. You want my pick on this song right now?
Here's 99.
What are the other matchups on the 116s?
These are terrible.
I know, they're both horrible. There's... Oh, my God, this is bad.
This is not bad. This is yacht rock.
This is not good, Tommy.
There's Chicago, Look Away. Foreigner, I Want to Know What Love Is. Wait. No, wait a second. Wait. Hold on. Time out. Dan Hill's one there, so what's... Yeah, Chicago, what's Look Away?
I think that was a Peter Cetera song.
I Want to Know What Love Is.
Well, that's a winner.
Wait, is I Want to Know What Love Is? Is that the one, maybe? And the 16 is Joe Cocker Up Where We Belong? No, that's not right.
Maybe we should print this out and...
Yeah, we probably should.
Give it to Brandon. Maybe he could do something with it.
Here, Brandon. All right, why don't you start down this the path in Today in Soft Rock?
I will. Today, March 20th.
Did you ever make a commitment on 1 versus 16 there?
No, I can't.
Okay.
I might pick the upset.
Wow.
Yeah. You know, I'm a Toto guy.
That would be the most insane start to the Soft Rock
it would.
Final 64 possibly ever.
Hey, let's start it off with...
Chicago Look Away. Do you know that song?
Yeah, of course.
You do? Okay. Was that a does that seem like a number one?
It was just playing.
That does not seem like a number one at all. That has to be a 16.
Maybe it's a misprint. Foreigner was meant to be the number one. I don't know where love is. That would make more sense.
That for sure would make be a number one.
I can't believe I'm fighting over a soft rock.
I know.
Seeding.
We'll get it done, though. So today, March 20th, 1969, guess who got married?
September 20, 1969.
No, it's March 20.
March 20. John Lennon.
You bet.
Yes.
Lennon and Yoko Ono in Gibraltar. They spent their honeymoon in Amsterdam campaigning for international for peace by laying in bed in the nude for days. A doozy of a Dutch oven must have been.
In an event described in the Ballad of John and Yoko.
Did they shower at all?
Yes, they did.
Okay. We go in 1976 now. Paul McCartney and Wings had to postpone their U.S. tour for 3 weeks after Jimmy McCulloch fell in his hotel bathroom, breaking his finger. Did you know that?
No, I did not.
Why it was up his ass, we have no idea. But it was the inspiration for their hit song, Arrow Through Me.
Ho!
That's all right. Okay, we go to 1980 now. Only a couple more to go. 28-year-old Joseph Rivera held up Asylum Records office in New York and demanded to see either Jackson Browne or the Eagles to ask if they would finance his trucking operation. He gave himself up when he was told that neither act was in the office at the time. Did you even remember that? Up?
No, I don't remember that.
Police say he was desperado that came to his senses.
Hey! Okay. I don't know how many trucking operations they financed. Probably not a whole lot.
Probably not a lot. It probably wasn't a well-thought-out thing. And we move up to 1991 today, March 20th. Michael Jackson inks the most lucrative deal in recording history when Sony signs him to a $1 billion contract.
Wait, this is the same Sony that he said was being racist to him and not promoting his record about 10 years later.
Yes.
Yeah, they generally do will discriminate against their billion-dollar artists.
Sony obviously forgot to add the unless you're a pedophile clause.
Oops.
Oops. And we have one more. This is it for the This Day in Soft Rock. We go to Eric Clapton, also in 1991. His
Tears in Heaven.
Yep, his four-year-old son, Connor. Is it Connor?
Connor. No, Connor, it's Connor.
Fell from the 53rd-story window of his New York City apartment.
On the 20th of March?
Yes.
Wow.
The tragedy inspired this very special song. You know what it was.
Tears in Heaven. Eric Clapton about his son, Connor.
Oh, I thought it was Connor. Can't Catch Me by Lita Ford. My bad.
Oh, shit.
So bad.
This is Eric Clapton singing
it. Matt!
His four-year-old son.
How did you make me say that, Matt?
Kona Clapton. C-O-N-O-R. Kona.
God bless him.
Wow. I have the brackets printed, but this is going to be... Whew. There's a lot of songs here. I don't even know if I could type these all in and listen to them.
You need Joey on the other computer.
Many of my media brethren mispronounced Kona's name, which is quite upsetting. Calling him Kana, which is C-O-N-N-L-R. I don't believe here in heaven. Let the tears flow, Eric. Yeah, Foreigner's got to be the number one there. Chicago Look Away cannot be number one.
It's not.
Moving Pictures, What About Me? Is that a number one?
I never heard of it. I'd have to hear it.
What? This is such a big bracket.
This bracket needs a little work.
Who put this together?
One of our listeners. I mean, this to come up with 64 soft rock songs. I can't. There's a lot of great picks here.
Let's go through them quickly. And if we can find a song here and there, we'll do it. We'll do the first round.
I got to make some changes.
All right.
We can't have What About Me as a number one, can we?
No. It's got to flip.
Moving Pictures is not a one seed.
Air Supply, All Out of Love. That makes sense.
That's good. But up against Hall & Oates at a 16 for one-on-one. 6-8.
Yeah, we might need to break this.
There's too much Chicago in this thing.
Well, they're pretty soft.
I agree. They are.
I say you got to give this a shot the way it is. I got to pick the winners anyway.
Chicago kicks ass.
Why don't we just go through the whole bracket next week?
Yeah, let me break it down. That way what I can do is if we do them...
Maz is so pumped for the Soft Rock Final Four.
One round at a time, I can get all the songs ready.
I'm still looking forward to my chicks bracket.
Oh, the Maz Beauty bracket, the third annual?
We need to do that. Annual. We do.
And Trudy has her death row inmate, yeah. Doesn't she?
Serial killer.
Strong ideas for that too. I don't know why this is. Why is it taking so long?
I know we messed up some things.
The Warner Brothers blew out a CEO yesterday, which I thought was a very interesting story. His name was Kevin Sugihara, 54 years old, and I read the Hollywood Reporter did a long story about this, and it amounted to, it was about this actress, Charlotte Kirk, who I think is 21.
Not Charlotte Ray?
No, not Charlotte Ray. Charlotte Kirk. She's in a couple flicks, like small roles. She's really sort of a nobody. I didn't even think, I don't know, Brandon, have you seen her?
I've not seen her. I've seen him. But
Charlotte Kirk, I don't even think she's that pretty. She's pretty, but she's not, I mean, in terms of being a Hollywood knockout, somebody who's on the way.
Here she is.
I didn't see it myself. I know, take a look.
I am. I'm looking her up.
There she is. That's a good picture of her.
She looks pretty hot.
She's hot, but is she really? I mean, compared to,
looks a little like Taylor Swift.
Yeah,
who's not that hot? I mean, she's kind of grown on me.
She's kind of, even though she's fake everywhere, she's kind of grown.
So anyway, this girl is working with James Packer, who's the guy. Isn't he one of the guys that had all the? Yeah, there she is. I think she's pretty. Isn't Packer one of the guys that was like along with Weinstein, accused of endless bad deeds?
Yeah,
remember them? One of the major Me Too guys.
He was Me Too.
James, I'm almost positive. Toback, Packer, Weinstein. I want to say there was tons of people.
I don't remember him. As being Me Too'd. I just know him as being a billionaire.
James Packer.
Oh yeah, he's loaded. $4 million. Maybe?
He's a movie maker, isn't he? Oh, James Gunn. Who am I thinking of, James? James Gunn?
Yeah, I think you're thinking of Gunn. The Guardians of the Galaxy guy? Packer's just this rich sumbitch from Australia.
Okay. Oh, James Packer's sex for roles Hollywood scandal with Charlotte Kirk.
Okay.
Is the last thing he needed. Wait. Maybe I'm confusing him with James Toback. Yeah. He had an incredible run of stuff. Packer, is Packer? Okay.
Packer. He's an Australian billionaire, Packer.
Yeah, and he knew Charlotte Kirk. This guy had connection. He's not the guy I'm thinking of. But anyway, he is part of this story, James Packer. He knew this Sugihara guy, who's the CEO of Warner Brothers. He turns him on to this Charlotte Kirk and says, hey, I want you to meet her. She's beautiful. Maybe you could help her.
Yeah.
So he does meet her.
And he helps her.
And in a hotel room. And he has sex with her. What do you know?
Wow.
And then not so much is happening for her. So she starts complaining to him that, hey, what's going on? He's saying, hey, I'm doing all I can. And I think he even got her a couple of auditions, which she would not have had, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. But then what happened is somebody got a hold of some text messages. I don't know where they got a hold of him because, he didn't give them up. It was probably her, I suspect. But it was of him saying that I need to be careful. And she says, well, I understand you're very busy, I know, but when we were in that motel having sex, you said you would help me. I don't know. I'm not sure I can really feel sorry for her. She's screwing this guy because she wants him to help her. And then when he doesn't help her, she's saying, hey, I blew you. I had sex with you. What's going on?
Did you just throw in I blew you?
Yeah, I did.
Okay, good.
I did. And by the way, she says when we were in that motel, Don't tell me this guy took her to a motel, the CEO of Warner Brothers, and he took her to a motel?
Gotta be careful.
Oh, that's a nice place.
So he can't go to the high profile? He can't take her to the Four Seasons because they'll know Sugihara?
He probably got with Bob Kraft. Kraft probably recommended this place to him.
By the way, there was a story about Kraft today that if he'll admit what he did and he'll have an STD test, that they will let him off the charges.
Oh.
Why do we have to know if he has an STD?
I don't know.
If he spread it.
Seemed like rubbing it into me.
I didn't do this stuff.
What's the point of him not being charged if he admits he did it? That's like being charged.
But he's ratting other people out probably with him.
I don't know. They didn't really suggest anything about that.
How is it even debatable? He was there.
No, I know. He's on videotape.
Yeah.
So all they have to do is let the tape get out. I assumed it would get out. I assumed I would have seen it by
now,
actually.
It takes a lot of money to keep that thing hidden this long.
This is a custom hand job.
You know, I'm really not sure I want to see it. You know, knowing what these attorneys can do now, they just bully the shit out of people. That's the part I couldn't get over in that Elizabeth Holmes Theranos story. The documentary on HBO was she got David Boies as an attorney. They raised $900 million.
Jesus.
That was another interesting thing about that, how if you have an idea and you say it's great and you know how to sell it, you know how to lie to investors, people will start throwing millions at you. If you're good enough, like she was, I guess.
Right.
She spent $1 out of every $3 raised on attorneys. She spent $300 million on attorneys. Hired David Boies, who represented Al Gore, Bill Clinton. He's one of the best lawyers in the country, and he came down on all these lab people like a ton of bricks. George Shultz's grandson. George Shultz is on the board for Theranos. The grandson is just getting pounded by these people. You will be in court in 36 hours.
He spent $500,000 in lawyers and court costs, and he didn't even never went to court.
Yeah, his parents spent that. He didn't spend it.
Right. They also put their house up for sale.
What does it cost? Okay, if they say you talk to a reporter, which is all he did, how can that cost $500,000 to defend? How can that be? I don't understand it. How many hours did they work defending this guy from talking to a reporter? The story wasn't even printed, was it?
I don't think so.
I don't think it was either. So how can that cost? How do you spend $400,000-$500,000 on an attorney for talking to a reporter who didn't even do the story? Right. I don't know. I guess I don't understand.
There's more to it, obviously.
Lawyers. Not really. No, that's pretty much what it was about. And they wanted him to sign something, promising to never speak. He refused to sign it. And his idiot grandfather, George Shultz, believed Elizabeth Holmes before she believed him.
But we finally found out in this one that Grandpa did say, "I was deceived. I'm proud of you." So there was a little resolution in there.
Yeah, but he still likes Elizabeth Holmes.
Yeah.
That's how brainwashed this guy was.
He still thinks that she's very smart.
Well, she is.
I am amazed. Well, she did manage to raise $900 million.
Very smart.
You're goddamn right I did.
But, you know, it was intriguing to see that this is not atypical of other companies in Silicon Valley that just raise money and raise money and raise money and say, yeah, we got this great idea. It's going to be something. And people throw money at it, and they don't go public. They stay private, and nobody can ever really know what they're up to. And as long as people are coming to work and you're paying them and you say you're moving forward, then maybe somebody will give you some more money. So, you know, she ran this money and had bodyguards and private planes and big houses for all these years, and she never came up with anything. She just had one bad idea, and she tried to cram it down the world's throats.
And the lawyer, David, what's his name, Boies?
Boies, yeah.
David Boies, same lawyer as Harvey Weinstein.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Yeah. And we know what Harvey Weinstein did. I mean, we know about those agreements. That's what I'm really, as I was watching that, you know, between watching that and the whole Jackson story with his lawyers, and he had the best lawyers too, they just bully the shit out of people.
That's it.
I mean, it almost doesn't seem like lawyering to me. It's bullying.
Threatening.
It's basically
litigation.
Just threatening people all the time.
You need these people that don't have a conscience. That's the best lawyer.
Yeah, no, they don't. And their clients don't have a conscience. Their clients are committing crimes. And they just show up and bully people. And then, I don't know what's going on. I'm an advocate for this person. And you stop! You're a liar! Mm-hmm. You do anything, you say a word, and the full extent of the law will come down on you. And as it turns out, this guy spends, I mean, shouldn't he be reimbursed the $500,000 he spent defending himself?
He probably likely will be.
He could sell a book, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Or he can do a GoFundMe.
He's fine. He's
That's true.
Secretary of State Schultz's grandson. I'm sure he's fine.
Oh, it was just...
He's an engineer in Silicon Valley. Young, handsome. He'll be okay.
It was eye-opening. I had no idea a medical idea that bad could get that far. I mean, the public was going into Walgreens and getting their blood taken by this company that had this piece of shit machine that gave wrong results. The people who were working on the machine, the biochemists and the biologists and the chemistry people and the lab people, they all said, I ran tests on me and my kids, and they were horrible. They were terribly inaccurate. I would never go by them. And the public is going in there, and they're giving blood, and they're giving them results.
Right. It's insane. I'm wondering what the thing is
now. I didn't
now.
Know you could do that. I didn't know anything that dumb could ever happen.
What is happening now, today, that we're going to see in a documentary in 3-4 years? Because we've seen so many great documentaries lately about the Fyre Festival, about Jackson, about all these things that we lived through.
Well, at least the Fyre Festival only took a year. I mean, this thing went on for 15 years. Actually, in July of 2015, they were yelling, "Fuck you, Wall Street Journal," or whatever they were
Fuck
yelling.
Fuck you, carry you.
Yeah, well, you're going to see the scandal, the college entrance scandal.
Oh, yeah. No, you're probably right. We'll see a documentary on that with
Lori Loughlin will play herself.
Felicity
Huffman. That would be very interesting. I would love to see more on that. And, you know, we saw this guy today on TMZ who they were blowing like he was some great guy. He got a 1600 on his SAT. And he charges people. His business is helping people get ready for college by, you know, tutoring them on SATs. He charges $1,000 an hour, and I'm going.
That's on the side. His business charges less. That's just him.
I know, but $1,000 an hour. Yeah. So he is. That is a privileged thing too.
Mark Cuban,
that guy.
He got the Mark Cuban seal of approval on Shark Tank.
Right.
And Mark Cuban thinks he'll be the next Mark Cuban. As a matter of fact, this kid, Sean Patel, is his name.
Okay, what happened to people earning their way into college by getting good grades and testing well? What happened to that? What, everybody? I mean, we all know. First of all, I would have thought that by now this whole legacy business would be under attack because we're a week into this thing, and we know that if you went to a school, I'm guessing my school probably does it.
Are you okay with legacy?
No.
Not at all?
Why should you get points? Because you know what they do? They give you this many points for this grade average, this many points for this test score. If you're a minority, you might get some points. And if you're a legacy, if your dad went there, if your mom went there, if grandpa went there, you get points. Why should you get points because your parents went there?
I don't think that's so bad.
You didn't earn that.
I don't think it's so bad.
Why?
Because they put money into that university.
Yeah, but how does somebody whose parents couldn't afford college or never went to college because they weren't of means or they were
it's
a fuck
points.
Up and then
it's
they have a
points.
Yeah, but it puts you ahead of somebody without points.
Yeah. I don't think it's as bad as some other stuff.
Well, of course it's not as bad as some other stuff.
It's not as bad as murder,
as paying someone to take the test for you.
That's been going on forever, man.
I know it's been going on forever.
Forever.
But colleges are the bastion. It's the epicenter of political correctness, of apologizing for white privilege. Well, that is privilege. That's you. Oh, your parents went there. Here, we'll give you 10 points. That'll get you in.
That's right. Apologize.
I'm surprised legacy hasn't been under attack. I expect it to be eventually. I don't know where this thing is going.
You think high schools are like that?
Yeah, private schools and prep schools. Yeah, sure
Big
they
time.
Are. Yeah. And by the way, that girl, that Olivia Jade, she went to a very famous private school.
Yeah.
And her friend today, there's a story about her and people hanging
that.
And she's saying, I don't know how the fuck she got through this school. It was hard. I had to study a lot.
She didn't. She just got pushed through.
Right. Yeah. So apparently there's a million ways people are doing
this. Well, the kid said she didn't like school. You know, she's just not a student. That's it. She
then
got
why
pushed
she going
through.
To USC
because there was what she had to do for her business. It was strictly for business.
She didn't want to do it for her business. She wanted to just be her business.
Well, Drew, she got Amazon to hook on to her.
Oh yeah, no, she did.
So
yeah,
she picked up an extra client.
Well, she had a lot of clients. She was
you
doing
don't want
well.
Amazon.
Oh, I'm sure she's very happy to have Amazon. I think she still has Amazon.
They haven't dumped her.
Sure. I don't know. Have they? Who's dumped Olivia Jade?
The Sephora.
There was two that
she still has. She still has a few, really? At least. She still has a few.
I hope they all dump her.
They won't.
Tresemme got rid of her. Sephora, Hallmark dropped. Laughlin.
I know her mom got dropped by everyone.
She lost Fuller House. I don't know how much longer that was going to last. Anyway,
one more year.
Maddie likes it.
Really?
She does.
I can't believe people watch that. Olivia Jade's former classmates describe super elite school with insane expectations that somehow Olivia Jade made it through. Sephora drops. Yeah, she's still got some sponsors.
She does. She's not going anywhere.
Oh, wait. Olivia Jade dropped by sponsors.
That's what I was looking
Probably
for.
Probably the same ones.
I think it's just Tresemme and Sephora.
Well, what's wrong with these other sponsors? Should we be tweeting at the other sponsors saying, you drop her, you never get my business again, as if I would ever do business. Well, I do business with Amazon. Should we start a campaign?
I don't think you'd drop Amazon.
Shouldn't we start? David Hogg got into Harvard. What was that all about? He couldn't get into UCLA, couldn't get into Cal State Chico, and all of a sudden, he got into Harvard. How did that happen?
Well, he went on that one-year speaking tour. I'm sure that helped his extracurricular.
That doesn't change his grades.
How about his legacy? Does he have legacy there?
I don't think so.
Hey, if you're out there, fuck you.
Well, screw Harvard for letting them in there.
Yeah, I know. They just wanted David Hogg. So somebody with really good test scores and really good grades didn't get in because David Hogg got in.
You probably knew Tommy Amaker.
I say get your resumes ready.
And then the other day I was reading about these people. This is so funny. And Phil Mickelson was the one that brought it up. He said, oh, I worked with that singer guy. It's like, oh, you bribed your kid's way into college. He's got a 19-year-old. And he said, no. I just paid him to manage the process.
Yeah, to fill out the applications and
stuff. I thought that most kids, when they got to be 16 or whatever, they picked a few colleges, they got the applications, they got the essay, they had to do the essay themselves. And it turns out that no. Mm-hmm. And I looked this up. You can pay people to manage your college applications.
That's a great gig.
Are you going to buy that? Are you going to invest in that? What? Why not?
How much is it?
I was like $5,000, $10,000. It was a lot of money.
I don't have that kind of money.
And they.
I wouldn't mind someone doing the paperwork for me, though. I'll tell you that for sure.
How much would you pay to get out of that?
As much as I possibly could afford.
I didn't know you were going to college.
No, I'm not.
You're not? Wife, how paperwork
to college?
I'm figuring that I'll be filling out paperwork.
Why?
Because don't you do that for your kids?
I remember. You didn't do it for yourself.
I did.
You did.
Of course, I did.
Well, why would it be your job now?
I don't know. Lily might be busy. I'm a privileged baseball player. Someone probably did it for you.
I did get breaks. I absolutely did, but I filled out my application.
I didn't have to do an essay.
I don't remember doing an essay, though.
I know. I can just hear Lily already calling me over to the table where she's sitting. Dad, help me fill. Lil, look, it says fill your name out here. Put your name. All right. I didn't know. I can already hear it.
I mean, you don't know her transcript. She knows her transcript, right?
Yes.
Daddy.
It's doing really well.
I don't know. I kind of thought that kids applying to college should fill out their application.
Next year, she's got to do it.
I know.
Junior year. It's amazing.
You know what made me laugh, and I remember this, was somebody was describing going to orientation, and they were saying they couldn't believe how many parents were at the orientation.
I could see that.
And this was a kid that went themselves.
Well,
they're
on their phone.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. That's true. So the parents are there to pay attention. Exactly. The kid can dreamweaver. I like that idea, unless I'm the parent. And then they said they stood in line to get some classes, and they said they were in line for, 90 minutes or something. I remember standing in line. Anyway, they're saying that they couldn't believe how many parents were in the line. And
they were holding their kid's spot.
In many cases, there was no kid. There was just parents.
I can see that.
Maybe they're going back to school. I have to hand it to the kids. If you can get your parents to do that shit for you, why wouldn't you? I mean, honestly, I would never stand in line for someone and say, hey, you just go play on your phone. I'll stand in line. I'll sign you up.
And Jaden Smith lets his parents do whatever they want.
I think a lot of it is that they want to decide what classes their kids take. They're kind of watching their every move. They're helicoptery.
Oh my God. I don't want to do that.
I mean,
please don't let me do that. I read this story.
I won't do that. This kid was, I was laughing my ass off in this story because it made the parents sound so bad. But you know what? In Olivia Jade's case and a lot of these kids, we want to be mad at the kids and we say, oh, millennials, it's horrible. Well, their parents are doing it. The parents are the ones, they're paying the people. They're paying for the pre-SAT classes. How can you blame the kids? As far as,
by the way, when do you take the tests? When do you start SAT?
Junior year.
Now, what's the other big one?
ACT.
ACT. When do you do those?
I didn't even take an SAT. I only took an ACT.
I only took an SAT because that was all you had back then.
I don't recall when I took it. I want to say it was probably in the beginning of my senior year, maybe. I don't know. Maybe
ACT
after,
is first. Or
maybe
no?
my after my junior year, because obviously you're applying for colleges.
Yeah, you're applying for colleges.
You know? Yeah.
So it must have been
maybe
after
it was fall of senior year. I don't know.
I don't know.
But the other thing was this lady wrote a story and she writes essays for kids. Mm-hmm. So now I remember when the whole essay thing came up and all the stories about how, hey, this is a great way to separate, you know, this is a great another way to find out if a kid is exceptional or if they have writing skills. And here, you know, she's writing the essay. Hey, you send me the application and a check for $1,000 and I'll write the essay. And I don't know. I guess I'm surprised that parents, I don't know. I feel silly saying it. I guess I'm surprised parents don't want their kids to earn their way into college. They don't want them to write the essay. They don't want them to. I mean, really? How are they going to? Because if they can't do any of this stuff.
Shut your mouth, essay.
If you're paying for your kid to get a better SAT score, or you're paying someone to take the test for them, if you're paying someone to write the essay, then what happens when they get there? Mm. Aren't they going to be unqualified to do the work?
But getting in is the hardest part. Once you get in, you can learn. Getting in is the tough.
You can find other shortcuts.
Yeah, but how exactly? How qualified are you though? If you really didn't earn your way in, you're already behind.
I know,
it's
but
like it's
some kids can't take tests.
Then how? What are you doing in college if you can't take a test?
I never liked that whole. Yeah, you know, I think Daniel Tosh put it best. I'm not good at tests. I'm not good. You're not good at doing the.
Well,
thing.
Well, then you're not good at school.
You need to learn. And
yeah,
remember.
Maybe you shouldn't go to school if you're not good at tests.
Well, you could suck at school, but try to gut through it.
You mean like the athletes?
Exactly.
Take easy classes. Exactly. Yeah, lots of tutors. Have people take tests for you once in a while.
You think Zion went to?
He's a wonderful student. Yeah, he is always there.
What classes did he take?
Super student.
You know what he took?
You know, I don't know off the top of my head, but I do know this. When I see athletes interviewed on TV after college football games, they always use these King's English. Yep. They always.
He's definitely going to go back and finish, right?
Oh, of course he is.
Of course.
And they'll pay for it. As a scholarship athlete.
Yep.
I'm sure he'll probably be done in, you know, 4 or 5 years and need a little extra time.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, isn't it kind of
a big workload?
Can you imagine if somebody just got a hold of all the transcripts of all the athletes playing football, basketball, or whatever?
And we're not trashing everybody here, by the way. We're just saying. Mostly.
No, I think there'd be a lot of disappointment.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised in the least. It wouldn't surprise me one bit. But it's just funny. All these complaints about, you know, these two Hollywood stars' kids, and yet you know this other shit's going on, and it's been going on. And I'm sure it's just the tip of the iceberg. I think they just pulled the pin out of the grenade. And I don't, you know, it's always one of those things. Is this a story? Are you really surprised, or is this a story that'll go away in a week? Because people go,
No, it's not going away. It's got legs.
Away. But I mean, is it going to grow? Or is somebody going to dig up all the shit that's going on?
It depends on what other famous people they can find to attach to it.
Well, there are other people in this story who are, you know, the kids of very rich people. Do they have to be in a movie or nobody cares?
Nobody does care. To tell you the truth, you brought up the Warner Brothers studio CEO. He got Me Too'd today. There are some stories that we're going to see today and, you know, yesterday because it just recently broke. Ultimately, though, next week you're going to forget about it. Why? Because the studio head, nobody knew who this guy was and no one knew who the actress was involved. So much like that, if Lori Loughlin and Felicity First Huffman are the only people that are attached to this, it's going to get old. It's just those two.
Yeah, well, I'm tired of seeing their pictures already. Yeah.
Unless they start ratting out their friends.
They should.
They should.
I wouldn't
a
second.
They should really pull the curtain down.
Absolutely.
I mean, really. Come on.
Yeah, we're the tip of the iceberg.
Yeah. Oh, yeah? How about that bitch down the block from me?
See what Brad Pitt's doing for his kid?
They're going to. If I was them, I'd be blowing a whistle. Lori Loughlin's not going anywhere. She could blow the whistle. Huffman still got a shot. That doing stuff.
I wonder. Well, Lori Loughlin's career is over. Goodbye.
She might as well rat out everybody.
Her husband's a designer, right?
Massimo.
He's not going to hurt him, is it?
He's worth $80 million. She's worth
$8
million.
So who cares?
So they're fine. And so
he looks
Olivia.
Like my friend Eddie. He looks like my friend Eddie Lopez.
Massimo?
Massimo.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Eddie Lopez.
That's it.
I wrote him today.
That's not
many
syllables.
Eddie, look at his picture. It looked like Eddie at a younger age.
The Golden Butthole Pole is on in Sterling Heights.
Why'd they build that? I know it's for the corridor and everything.
You know what? Honestly, it's getting so much attention. I think it's kind of served its purpose. Everyone knows it's on Hall Road. It's at the intersection of M-59
corridor
between M-53 and I-94, which is they call the Golden Corridor, the economic corridor. 100,000 cars go through there daily.
Is it like what, Hall Road and Shaner? Yeah.
Yeah,
it lights
guess
up
that's
at
about
night.
Right.
Probably looks good at night.
I saw it for the first time last week.
They spent 180 grand on it, and with another over 100 grand on branding, which is funny because it's Golden Butthole. And by the way, I tweeted this out. I want a forensic accountant counting the votes to name it, because you know Butthole is going to be in the name.
Every time these things pop up and they ask the internet, they ask the residents to name it, it always ends up being something Mick something. So it's going to be Buddy Mick Butthole.
But they'll discount those votes. They'll name it for someone serious that sends in a real name. You know, like the Golden Ring or whatever. But you know, somebody called it a giant cock ring too. It does look like a giant cock ring. Not that I have giant cock rings around, but what the fuck?
You got little ones?
No, I don't.
Let's see. Who are some notable people from Sterling Heights? Eminem lived there briefly. Joe Cata, Cata,
yeah, the gambler,
poker player. Darian Hatcher, he was born in Sterling Heights.
Hockey,
And it's gonna be something related to
Mario and Pemba,
the economy, or the busyness of the corner, or I don't know. Do you think of Sterling Heights as a golden corridor? I don't think of that as a golden corridor.
No,
it's just a busy place in Sterling Heights. Nothing against Sterling Heights.
No, it's nice.
You
got great Arabic restaurants there.
Oh, it reminded me when we were doing the college scandal, this influencer, Brittany Davis, who is this fitness guru, and she has a million people following her. I could you believe all these influencers? No. I'm so tired of this
word. I don't like the
word
anymore.
I don't either.
Get rid of the word.
An influencer used to be someone who really, if you would call someone an influencer, I mean, we don't really use the term that much, but.
Brittany Dawn?
Yeah.
Brittany Davis.
Dawn is her middle.
Brittany Dawn.
Oh, okay.
Is what she goes by.
Yeah. Davis is her last name, but she goes by Dawn.
Well, it used to be someone who really earned your influence, probably over a long period of time. You know, a Bill Gates, a Ted Turner, you know, somebody who did something very well, and somebody who you would, Steve Jobs, would not be Elizabeth Holmes. She never did anything, although I'm sure she was a huge influencer. But look at these regular dopes who are just, you know, oh, she's hot, and she has a million followers. She's an influencer.
She is hot. I'm looking at her Instagram right now. Got 500,000 followers here. She looks good.
Yeah, she looks good, but she's Miss Fitness. Boy, she does have a great body. Take back everything. No, I'm kidding.
Spell her first name, Brand.
She has these fake eyelashes.
Brittany.
Can you blow up that picture?
This one?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, here she is.
She's got abs. Yes, sir.
Sure does have abs. Wow, is she thin? Anyway, she told people she would come up with a personalized fitness plan for them if they sent in $300. So all these people sent money in, and she didn't come up with plans. So she basically pocketed a big pile of money. Then she said she was so sorry, I've made it right with everyone. And then the Facebook page started with people who said, no, she did not make it right. I didn't get my money back.
That she was trying to give back half money.
Well, yeah, she was trying to be a big weasel. Well, 11,000 people are on the Facebook page, so what's 11,000 times $300? Well, that would be, that's over $3 million.
Wow.
Yeah, those are just the people on the Facebook page. How much money, how much other? I mean, she had a million followers following her for her fitness influence or expertise. So, I mean, you got to wonder how much money was this chick sent. How would she ever come up with an individualized plan for 11,000 people? Now, that's just the people on the Facebook page. I mean, it just sounds like bullshit.
Well, she's going to pay for it.
I guess people, I don't know.
How about the one girl we did see on there? It looks like she didn't really help her a lot.
No, she didn't.
She didn't help. These people that were speaking out against her.
She didn't look too thin.
She did not look like she let it hit.
No,
that
I don't,
really
I don't think it worked out
good
too well.
For her.
No.
Oh, she's getting pounded. I've just been looking
she's getting pounded.
I've been looking at some of her Instagram comments or Twitter comments. Everybody's just hammering her.
What is this dope saying, Brandon?
Well, a little reminder that your worth is not contingent on how others choose to love you, but on how you choose to love yourself. Ugh. And then everybody's like, you love that stolen money an awful lot, bitch. You trying to convince yourself you did nothing wrong?
What's a refund?
Mark 7:21, verse 23. Theft, adultery, slander, deceit, coveting, wickedness, pride, foolishness. Wow. You're on a roll, bitch. So, yeah, she's getting hammered.
Warning, this person is a scammer.
They want her finished.
Why is she still posting shit?
I don't know.
Did you hear about Michael Fulmer?
Yes. It's not a sports podcast.
I know, but...
He needs Tommy John surgery.
Giving you my thoughts as we enter.
Oh, okay.
We
you got some other non-sequiturs?
Well, yeah. He needs Tommy John surgery, so he's out for the year for the Tigers. They're probably going to win like 65 games this year.
This rebuild's going great,
but
though.
The good thing is you got your tickets up there, I think, in the box.
Yeah, I do.
You haven't really opened them yet.
No, I haven't. Well, I've got to train with Matt first.
Yeah, I'd love to be there for that.
That'd be fun.
For that battle.
Absolutely.
Then I looked at
so you can get your choice of games.
I got to get my choice of games. Jersey Shore guys. Did you see they're doing their own little bachelor contest?
Yeah.
DJ Pauly D.
We talked
Pauly
about
D and
it
Vinny,
about a month
right?
ago.
Yeah. Thanks for listening to the podcast.
About a month ago? I missed it that much?
Yeah they announced that it was coming out.
Damn.
They've been running promos.
They're basically just going to have a bunch of chicks try to nail both of them.
Exactly.
So they're going to be a lot of four ways going on.
That's nice. Is it going to be down in the Jersey Shore?
Oh, I don't know.
Probably.
I don't know.
Did they ever run that that second family vacation?
Yeah. Oh, the second one?
I don't think they ever did the second one yet. Did they?
I don't know.
I think they shot it.
I just read that
it just hasn't run yet.
I read Ronnie's all dried out now. He's good. He's on the wagon.
Oh, Ron.
Really?
Yeah.
Is he back with the second girl he had a volatile relationship with? Something tells me
the mother of his daughter.
Yeah. And
I think they're on and off.
They go around telling each other that they're fucking losers.
Exactly.
And then they get into a fight.
He assaulted her and she assaulted him.
Yeah, she beat the shit out of him.
I saw Jay Wow's husband beat the crap out of her. That was on video. She released
that. Jay Wow against her hubby?
She claimed he beat her up. Yeah.
It's on video.
I didn't even see that.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's amazing how those guys have just turned, you know, that MTV show into their entire income. Well, DJ
Pauly D
is
amazing.
Rich. He is loaded.
Yeah. He is so loaded.
He did something real.
He's good at it.
The situation got involved in porn with his brother, and they didn't pay taxes on something like $5 million in earnings, and so he's going to prison.
Is that what they tax evaded on?
Yeah.
He's currently in prison, right?
Yeah, I think
he's getting out. He should be getting out soon.
Any other non-sequiturs, Maz?
Nothing. Just your Twitter versus mine. We're both at 11,100. And Jay, what are you up to right now as we speak?
Follow me at Drew Mike Podcast, please, so I can pass Maz.
Drew is currently at 11,107.
Okay, I've got, let's see.
1,178. You have more.
I know, but I'm catching up. I'm
Drew's
getting
caught
there.
Me.
I had 0 2 years ago.
Well, 2.5 years ago, you had 19,000.
How many people would have liked Mag's page if you had 19,000 people?
I know. I could have 25 or 30 by now.
What is the Mag's page up to right now? Let's see. Papillon bracket.
Let's see how Mag's is doing. It's a great tweet.
It has 30 likes and one retweet.
Oh, come on.
Well, is that the only retweet?
Comments. I gotta believe it's going to pick up steam this evening.
It's got to.
I don't understand it. But please follow me at Drew Mike Podcast. Go ahead. You can get us out of here, Brandon. Mark, I think is probable for tomorrow.
I think so. And you know, I've had some complaints. We recently played episode 2 of the Daddy and Charlotte podcast, and people are saying they can't find episode 1. I could have sworn we played it, but people just keep insisting I didn't, so we'll play it after today's show.
209-66 Boner, if you want to make a comment, could end up in Brandon's production piece. Also, like us on Facebook. Come on, get our likes over 23,000. Jeez.
Crying out loud.
We're at 22,406. something. Close to 22,500.
Bentley accidentally texted me. Want me to read you his accident?
He did.
Want me to read you his accidental
I guess so.
He sent one to me panicking.
He says, you guys are enabling Maz by playing pro Maz boner line calls. He sounds like a goddamn pussy to me. And he's like, oh, I'm sorry, Maz. I didn't mean to text you that. I think you're great.
Yeah. Then he sent me a message. He goes, fuck, dude. I just sent one of this text to Maz on accident. I meant to send it to you. I'm so fucked.
I love it. I love it, you fucker.
I missed you.
Green blob, fucker.
Maz, you going with the green blob? You like that analysis?
I do. I love that analysis.
Do you see green blobs, too?
I do, totally.
I don't get them.
I just don't get them.
I watch Inside Edition or something, and there's people on the beach, and I just see these green blobs everywhere.
Do what
everywhere.
You got to do.
I know. I don't care. I mean, it doesn't matter to me.
That makes you happy, I guess.
But I guess tattoos do typically turn green over tattoos.
Yeah, mine turn green and black.
So it's not that I'm seeing... I thought I was colorblind or something and I just saw green blobs. No, there are a lot of green blobs out there. But anyway, like us on Facebook, rate us on Facebook, rate us on iTunes, or anywhere you can rate the Drew and Mike Show. We'll see you tomorrow. Maybe we'll be at full strength.
See ya! Bye!
Welcome to the show. It's Daddy with...
Charlotte.
How are you? Why won't you look at me, Charlotte, while we're talking?
I can see you. We are.
And Charlotte, why are we at Mr. Drew's house today?
Because we watch Legos.
What? Because why?
Because we're here to watch Layla and Mags.
Yeah, and how are Layla and Mags doing?
Good.
Yeah?
I don't know where they are right now.
You said that one ate the other's food up, huh?
Yeah. And he's in his sister's now.
Oh, man.
You have to go fill it up.
I will. Okay, answer some questions for me. Your name is Charlotte.
Yeah.
Tell me about yourself. How old are you?
4.
Do you have any family members?
No, not yet.
You don't have any family members?
I'll get some soon. You can do this next time we... Mr. Drew says that we can come here and watch Layla Mag.
Okay, you won't tell me about your mom?
I don't remember what I have about my family.
Okay, what do you want to talk about? What do you like to watch on television?
Well, let me think for a second. I'll see you right now, but let me look.
Are you building suspense? What are you doing? What do you like to do for fun, Charlotte? Okay,
Yuck.
Yelly yuck. All right, well, I guess that's it for the show today.
Bye.
Say goodbye.
Bye. Bye, Poopsie Loopsie.
Poopsie Loopsie, hey! Hi, welcome to the second Daddy and Charlotte podcast. I hope everybody's doing well. I am Daddy, and with me is Charlotte. Hello, Charlotte.
Hi, Daddy. Today, we are going to talk about my sister.
Your sister? What's her name?
Her real name is Inez, and we sometimes call her Annie.
We always call her Annie.
I know. Sometimes when I'm pretending, I can list some of my pretend names for you. Like,
yeah, let's hear
like them. Sarah, and like Nina, and Jenna.
Yep, those are all your imaginary friend names?
Yeah.
Yeah. And what are we doing at Mr. Drew's house today?
Making a podcast.
Yep, but why were we over here today?
To watch Life, Mags, and Layla.
Yeah, and what did we find in the house?
Don't talk about it.
Oh, okay. I think it was a Layla poo.
Stop it.
Okay, I'm sorry. And what do you have going on today?
Well, going on today, We don't know yet.
You don't know what you're doing?
We're going to go to the party today.
Yep, you have a birthday party to go to. That sounds super fun.
Yep.
Are you excited?
Yep.
I have heard, somebody told me that you've been working on impersonations.
I have been working on impersonations.
Well, let's hear some. Who do you got? Can you impersonate Mama?
Charlotte, come on, eat dinner.
Yep. That's pretty good. I think you sound just like Mommy.
Yeah, pretty much, I think.
Can you sound like Dad? What does Dad sound like?
Daddy.
I do not sound like that.
That is my daddy impersonation.
That is not a daddy impersonation.
Yes, it is.
You want to hear my Charlotte impersonation?
Yes.
Play This Is Halloween. Play This Is Halloween. Play This Is Halloween. Play This Is Halloween.
You have to do my voice.
That's all right.
Play This Is Halloween. Play This Is Halloween. Play This Is Halloween.
I know my Charlotte voice, so I don't need to do this.
Yeah, your Charlotte voice is your voice.
I'll show you my impersonation of Annie.
Okay. Hey, where are you? What did you, when you came home yesterday from going to your doctor's appointment, what did you tell me?
It's the weekend!
Baby!
You didn't do the baby.
It doesn't matter. It's the weekend, baby!
Do it. Let me hear it. What? Where are you going?
I want to switch sides.
You can't. Okay, where are you going to? What microphone are you going to?
Your side.
My side? Okay, the white chair? That's Mr. Drew's spot. You want to sit Mr. Drew's spot?
Yeah.
Okay, sit Mr. Drew's spot.
And if I want to switch spots, then I will go to the next spot.
Can you do a Mr. Drew impersonation?
No.
Why not? What are some silly things you know?
Well, don't know that many.
Yeah? You like to sing and dance, right?
Yeah.
What else do you like? You like princesses, right?
Yeah.
Who's your favorite princess right now?
Jasmine.
Oh, yeah. You've been big on Aladdin lately, haven't you?
Yeah.
There's a lot of silly things down here I see you're looking at. What are you looking at that's get your attention? Do you like all the stickers on that pole?
That's a lot of it, though.
Yeah, those are all Mr. Brandon's. Did you know he put them all up there with Mr. Joey?
No.
What else would you like to talk about today? It's your podcast.
I want to switch seats again.
All right, switch seats. I guess we should call this the Musical Chairs Podcast with no music.
You should go check on Megs and Layla.
Remember what I told you Megs did the other day?
What?
He pooped on the floor and wiped his butt on the carpet down here.
I remember.
It was gross. Do you think we should get a dog?
No.
Why?
Because I don't want to.
But you like dogs.
I know, but I like cats a little bit more, and we already have a cat.
Me too. I'm with you. Should we get another kitty cat?
No! I want to go check on Mike and Mike
so,
and Layla.
Okay, so you want to wrap up the podcast?
I want to take a break for a second.
Oh, don't do that.
Bye. I'm going to go check on them.
All right, well, I guess that wraps up the second Daddy Charlotte Fellhauer Podcast. All right, bye.
Bye.